Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I got work, got hard, got lady, and I got hurt. Yeah, I got a bird. Yes, on the hurt. I'm finna get it straight with 24s and a skirt. Why you think you see me on the block, boy?
Yeah, I got work.
Even when it's hot, boy. Got a 38 and I got a drop, boy. I'm a gangsta, you're not, boy. You ain't crooked, nigga, you so soft on me. You shine so hard, the dentist ain't flaws on me. You want a verse or a hook, just pay the call for me. You need at least 25 to get the balls on it. Every day I'm hustling, it's like balls on it. Add flavor to the song, these niggas soft on it. Now put a brick on the strip and get raw on it.
Work, yeah,
work,
yeah, I got work.
Hot like a toast, I spend half on the building and half on the flyers. Promote that show, double my money higher. You see my picture up in Boys Magazine. The goons on the block say that I'm a wet dream. And I walk with my head up cause I'm a black queen. And if you was down, peach, you know what I mean. Yeah, I put in work hours 7 to 11. Don't test me, girl, cause I'll send you to heaven. I just call up my sons and be a 187. Yeah, I got a reputation, they say that I'm so fine. You wanna see the best show, then let y'all hear. And all you play our ears, I can't let that fade. You know I'm not a dirty foot, I'm a leading lady. What you want to impress me, book a show and pay me. Pay me, pay me.
The hell am I listening to? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, shit. I'm listening to the old show. I'm thinking you running the show and shit. I'm like, what? I'm listening to the old show and I walked away. And then the song stopped. But I'm hearing talking. So I'm like, the hell is that? So then I hear your voice. I'm like, okay, I guess she's just talking to herself or something while I'm before I come on the show or something. I ain't no way.
Oh,
what happened? What's up, baby? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm just
still tired.
I'm tired, but that's okay. I wake up specially for this show.
Did you get any rest? Did you actually sleep?
I did, man. It's like I don't know. I dozed off and then all of a sudden there's my alarm. Get the fuck up, smelly show.
You using an alarm?
Yeah, man. You think I'll be able to wake up all by myself? I don't think so.
Yeah, shit. I had to be to court. I'll end up waking up like about an hour and shit before. I got to be in court at 8 o'clock. I'll be waking up at 7 o'clock. No matter where the hell is that.
Wow.
Bad boy, we getting in trouble for dumbass tickets and shit down here. You know what I'm saying? They like to, they like to hold your driver's license over your head like it means something and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
There's Goofy. There's the Gooster in the building. Goofy, boom. One time straight, little boy. Yeah, man. Do you even check out the? No, you ain't even online. What the hell I'm talking about?
What? What do you want me to check?
I want you to read the show descriptions and look at the one I got on the front page. Goofy was laughing.
Is he laughing? Okay, it must be good. Let's see. Where is it? I got the computer on.
See, it was, man. That's when I told him about it. I had to turn that IC Color shit off, man. That shit, this is a website called iccolor.com. But I guess it be so many fucking people on it that it freezes my damn shit up. Every time I try to be on Blog Talk and then open that up or, like, open my space up, it'll jam the whole damn computer up. My whole shit gets jammed.
Really?
Yeah. What's going on there? Caught my own girl shit. She bring me some herb, man. I need to smoke a toke. Smoke and toke. What I does. But live right here on Wrecking the Game Radio, y'all already know what time it is, man. This is, what the hell I call it, Take That Tuesday. Take that. You know what I mean?
Oh,
smack
my
you
God.
If you like. Be smacking you on that and be like, take that. Take that. Oh, man. Yeah, you got to read the description before we can start the conversation anyway. So.
Okay.
Willkommen. Willkommen means welcome in German, not Macedonian. You're laughing your ass off. Oh, yeah, you had this.
Okay,
now read it. Cause all the questions apply for you, so you got to read the description of the show, girl. Read the description of the show.
I'll read it.
You gotta read out loud.
No, see, you know what? I'm not reading out loud because they have to actually log on themselves and have a look.
All right.
How about you, Auntie? Ask me whatever you like.
I'm going to ask you. You believe that? Just didn't want to put people in the blind spot. Like, what the fuck is he asking all these questions for? You would have read the fucking description. You would have seen what the hell I'm talking about. Saying it's a way for you to call in. I'm called in, girl. What the hell is she talking about? The hell?
Not you. Oh, okay. Hey, you go ahead and read it. Because, you know, my accent will mess it up. You know, I can't talk like you.
Who the hell talks like me? Nobody don't talk like me. What are you talking about? I don't even talk English. I be talking.
Well, you know why? You know what I mean. You know what I mean. But, what?
You know how I talk.
Oh, look, we got another woman in the house.
And that's Iraq.
Yeah.
Iraq is in the building, Miss Black.
Oh.
What's happening, girl? Yeah, we got Miss Black open her.
And Miss Lady.
Yeah, that's my homegirl from Iraq, serving down in the EOD unit. Logging on live, checking us out every day right here live on. Oh, my battery's ran out. Goofy, man, I done had you on the phone for like, I don't know how long, man. You normally just come on and be like, hey, motherfuckers. We ain't do that this time. Unless Booth ain't allowing him to talk and shit.
No. Goofy. So, I like the little kangaroo thing that you got happening.
Yeah, that's funny as hell, man. And that's y'all money for real, though? Is that y'all currency?
No.
Oh, what is that, like a little joke or that just a commemorative coin?
It must be. I've never seen it, actually.
A motherfucking gold kangaroo on some bitch. Look at these motherfuckers here. Yeah. It's a damn koala coin, too. It's a silver koala coin. I found a couple of different coins when I was looking that up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
The hell, I see people in the chat, but ain't nobody talking. Y'all better chat, talk something. Fuck it. I'm gonna get in my own conversation. Don't worry about me, goddamn it. Don't worry about me. I'm gonna do what it do, baby. I'm gonna do what it do.
What the hell is going on?
I'm not pulling this shit up. What the hell is going on? Just to let y'all know, people, it's 12 in the afternoon, you know what I'm saying, over here in Tampa Bay, Florida. We got 12 in the morning over in Australia. Australia, yeah, y'all got to take the T and put a C there, Australia. Australia, and we got Miss Black all the way from Iraq, and it's 7:14 in the afternoon in Iraq. Big ups to Iraq. And it's 9 in the morning. 9 in the morning. San Jose, California. Kelly! Okay. Had to give all those news reports.
Oh, my God.
Well, if y'all want to call in, because it seems like your shit ain't working right in the chat room. So, any caller want to call in and holler at the sexy. Miss Natasha. Yeah, Triple X.
Miss Natasha. Yeah. Hey, go ahead. Ask me. Dude. Ask me some questions.
Oh, I am. 347-237-5125. Then we can get into the anxious Miss Natasha. Triple X. And today's description is, nah, I ain't P. Diddy, because that, you know, that's his line. You talk, take that, take that, take that, take that. Set your ass up, P. Diddy. Fuck P. Diddy. Anyway, but ladies, this show is about you. What do you like? You know, reaction. You know, like a man talking dirty to you. You know what I'm saying? Like a man talking dirty to you. He like to be smacked on the ass. Oh, or do you? My number one question. Do you swallow? That's what I'm talking about. It's going down. Is oral sex overrated, or is it all you need? More questions like this will be addressed as we ask the sexy Aussie Natasha Triple X about something she likes about a man and what she likes from a man. So, we're going to be too hot in this kitchen. So bring your ass and welcome to Wrecking the Game Radio. Yeah. It's Regular Game, baby. Oh, let me introduce y'all to my damn co-host real quick. Y'all apparently don't know who the hell I'm motherfucking talking about. But apparently, y'all know who the fuck I'm talking about. You know what I mean?
This is my Italian confidential secretary. Her name is Alotta. Alotta Vagina.
Come again?
Alotta Vagina.
I'm sorry, I'm just not getting it. It sounded like you said your name was Alotta of, never mind.
Huh? Natasha. Oh. Triple X.
I love that. It's funny.
Yeah, that's my shit. That's my shit. Let me ask you a couple questions. Late night, 12 in the morning in Australia. All right, we had a conversation earlier about some motherfucking bow legs or whatever the hell it was called. Boy nab.
Boy legs.
Yeah, boy nab, something like that. You know, boy balls or whatever it was called. Some kind of shorts that ladies wearing nowadays. And she wears boy legs. Now, here in the States, we call them boy shorts. Well, the lady, I don't call them shit. I call take them off, goddamn it, that's what it's called. But they call them boy shorts here. Same shit, though. Same old. But describe what a boy leg is. For all those people lost.
It's, well... It's what do you call them over there? Boy
shorts.
Boy shorts.
Yeah. All right, there go mouse in the building. All right, shout out to Miss Mouse.
Oh, hey, Mouse.
Got my sexy Aussie up in the building with me today. The Aussie.
Yeah,
run it, woman. Tell us what it means, woman. What the hell's a boy leg, huh?
it's just underwear that are fitted and they kind of
whoa. Women don't wear underwear. Men wear drawers and underwear. Women wear panties and thongs.
Panties. Well, Australians, we call them underwear. I'm sorry.
Panties. Y'all wear
that's
panties.
Why I said boy leg. Okay, they're panties.
There you go.
And I'll get specific, they're black, and they're lacy, and they kind of cut half your ass off, so half your ass is sticking out. They're kind of sexy, actually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You got any pictures in your boy leg?
No, I don't.
Oh.
No,
well,
I don't.
Fuck it then. It ain't no sense talking about.
You
next
like
question.
Some smelly? Oh my goodness.
Hey,
no.
What's up, everybody?
It's very comfortable.
Yeah. That is what's up. Have to get me an old picture one of these days. You know, I just need to see how they really look on a person. You know what I'm saying? Not that I'll be looking at you in that way or anything. You know, I would just need a live example, you know what I'm saying? Just a live example. So you can just use yourself. How about that?
Well, how about you Google it?
Google it? I already Googled that shit.
Google
they ain't show me nothing on Google. Show me some damn pastel color panties and shit with some lace and shit. She says she can't hear.
Next question.
She don't want to ask that one. So you like to be smacked on the ass?
Yeah.
You like hard smacks? You like hard smacks? You like those sissy taps and shit? Take that. Fuck that. Take that.
No, I like it.
Take
I like
that.
It.
Ow. I'm backhand your ass like
crazy.
A pimp. Pow, where my money at? Pow, where my money at? Somebody supposed to smack it. Pow, 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 pow. Pow, pow. Yeah, leave some red marks up in that motherfucker. Look like I put a hickey on your ass. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
I was just about to say, I like it when you can actually see your hand in my ass.
Oh, yeah? Oh, that's some grab prints, though. He's grabbing his ass, and he'd be like, wow, bang your ass here, girl. Bang, 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 bang. And that's where that, you know, it's from the flesh of the blood rushing to the buttocks. That's where it calls from.
What?
Yeah. But I leave all kind of prints, you know what I'm saying? Peter prints and everything, you know. What the hell? There's a Peter print on my ass. Damn right. Pow, 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 pow. That's how you got
to do it.
That's how you
got to
do it.
Yeah, I'm asking if she can call just to listen. Of course you can.
Oh, yeah. What? Who was that? Mouth? Oh, normally, normally Miss Black say that. She always call in and she don't normally talk. But then Mouse has to ask, because every time she calls in, everybody always bring her ass on the phone anyway. He's like, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
Put your ass on the phone, girl. You got a microphone. Put your ass on the phone. You talking and shit. But yeah, Mouse, you want to call in line 347-237-5125. We're now live. Yes, I did say 7. I don't know what the hell y'all listening to. Yeah, I mean, goddamn, it ain't no 7. No B's off in there. 7. S-E-B-E-N. 7. See it. Run it back to me. Let me hear you.
Want
me? Let me hear you.
For me?
Yeah, you.
7. I can't say
seven,
it like you.
Seven.
Seven.
Seven. There you go. 7, girl. That's what I'm talking about. 7.
Seven. Oh, my God. I sound retarded. You know my accent is so fucked up.
I'm zwei, drei, vier, fünf, sechs, 7. Damn it. That's how I go. It ain't 7, it's 7. Shit. Say it the way I tell you to say it. Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Let me see. Since Goofy ain't calling in, I guess I continue talking dirty to you. So,
he's probably at work.
Nah, he ain't working. His ass is in the chat room. Hey, shout out to 210, okay? I ain't gonna bring you on the show, you know what I'm saying? Well, I am gonna talk about your ass. Talk about your ass live, because you're on the line. You don't want a motherfucking call into my show. What kind of shit is that? You can call into my show and just listen to shit. What kind of shit is that? And you in the chat room? What kind of is that? I had to bleep it out, you know what I'm saying? Because I ain't hooked my show up yet with my bleeping thing, you know. I bleep, do my own self bleep. Shout out to Ms. Mouse, you know what I'm saying? Calling in, representing some part of the United States. You know,
oh, see. Goofy said he called in, but you left him on mute.
Hey, man, your damn ragged ass phone, motherfucker. Matter of fact, Tasha, go ahead.
Hold back, Goofy.
Yeah, log on and watch what happens. You'll see this shit be unmuted. And something on.
I'm not controlling for tonight, sorry.
Oh. It's loud over there. Loud over there. Oh. Woman, we know you 210. You act like you don't know who you is. Woman, we know who you is. All right, we're going to try that one more time. One more time for the Goofy Bone. Hello, caller. Are you there? See? How the fuck is your phone don't work, man? I'm going to hear that shit. Your ass is unmuted, man. Your ass is unmuted. I'm going to leave you there. Leave you there like a child with his drawers down, waiting for an ass whooping. Yeah, this old motherfucking boot. Surprised that some bitch ain't hung up on me yet. I'm pretty sure within this 2 hours, y'all hear a void within the show, because this shit'll hang up on me. Y'all hear a quick song pop on, y'all know what the fuck happened. Damn, what the hell? He was just talking. Fucking booth. It's all good. It's all good. Yeah, well, I guess I got done. I got that. All right, Miles, I'm going to ask, and you just type, how about that, and we'll get a response. So, cause I ain't finna type in talk. Hell no. So, Miles, you like to be smacked on the ass, or you were just one of them old can't-take-pain type chicks? Put it in halfway, you'd be like, ooh, ah. Oh, is that why they call you Mouse? Huh? That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, girl, you get all quiet and shit. I don't know. Nah. Ain't going to be no quiet with me, goddammit. It's going to be some ass smackings up in this motherfucker here. Shit.
No.
That's all you going to hear. You hear that? Head all up against the headboard. That's it.
Oh, my goodness.
No,
you're terrible.
Sorry, right, somebody knocking on the
door.
24-8. Go get the dough. Yeah, that's you. Oh, shit. Damn it, man. I'm not being a type, woman. Ass smacked or not. That's what I want to know. You like your ass smacked or not? Shit. Type it in so I can tell the people what you like, girl. Ass smacking or not. Okay, she said,
ooh,
yes.
She do.
I'm talking about it. Yeah. We got a mask
back
on.
We're talking about
now. Hey, put my whole size six-inch hand all over your ass. Pow. Just smack it down like a domino. You know what I'm saying? Pow. Double sixes, goddammit. Pow. You know what I'm saying? Pow, domino, goddammit. Pow, domino.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. So you ever been teabagged?
Teabagged?
Yeah.
Are you asking me? You asking Mouse? She said, no.
I'm asking the ladies. I'm asking the ladies up in this motherflipper, man. Ain't number three ladies and one of them ain't even chatting shit. Man, I was on what happened. Motherfucker. I'm telling you, your shit ain't working. Damn, Goofy, your shit ain't working, homie. I don't know what Booth is not doing for you, but it ain't letting you get on the show. I don't know what the fuck. What was my last question? Teabag? She said no teabagging. So you know what teabagging is?
I think so. How about you explain it to me? I'm Australian. You better talk Australian to me.
Oh, how about that show you when you get here?
My head on the head, boy.
Get it off. Oh, my neck, my back. My neck and my back. Does anybody know what teabagging is? Oh, she said no. All right, well, fuck y'all virgins then. Shit. Where my real women at?
Go
with
my face.
Huh?
I thought that's what people.
Yeah, basically, you know.
I thought that's what it was.
It's really dick on your face. It's really balls in your mouth, dick on your face. I guess it sounds more attractive when you're with somebody. You know what I'm saying? Sounds like an activity. Yeah, when you're with somebody. Yeah, yeah. same thing. Like when a man, I don't know what they call it, teabagging for women though. When a man lay off the side of the bed, and you like, I guess you would cross down over top of him. I guess he eat you out like that. Is that the same version? Click on your nose and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
We're
crazy. Is this the afternoon time or is this 12 o'clock at night? Yeah, it's 12 o'clock at night. That's why we're having this show, people. All the way around the world. Oh, shit. Hold on. We got T. Collins in this motherfucker, man. My bad. We got to get right. We got to get right and open up the lines. Yeah. Is this motherfucker going to open? What the hell?
Huh?
T. Holland.
Who? You said that shit all wrong, homie.
T. Holland, nigga. I said it right. Nigga, I said it Southern style.
T. Holland.
Australia might call you T. Collins and shit. T. Holland down here, goddammit. T. Holland.
What's going on, man?
Feeling like a better man. I got my sexy co-host, what's happening to Miss Natasha Triple X all the way from Australia.
Australia? They did Triple X over there?
No, man. That's the name I gave him, man. Natasha Triple X.
Oh, man. You know, I'm a little naive.
They do Triple X everywhere. Shit. What you mean? It's all around the world. It's all around the world. Hey, man. You ever teabag the chick?
For me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that. I did the hovering with the nuts. The hovering with the nuts. The nuts on the face.
The hovering with the nuts.
Hovering. You're hovering. You know, that's what that is. That's hovering. That's what I call that.
Hey, nah, that was the first time.
Yeah.
Goofy, man, your ass is in here, man. I don't know where you at. But your ass is in here again, man. I don't know why I ain't picking your shit up. But you're here.
Say hello, Goofy.
Yeah, it shit ain't
working,
hold
man. On. Miss Black says, I got a sailor next to me from Fort Myers. He says hello. Well, hello, sailor.
Got a who from what?
Oh, I love a man in the form.
Next to me from Fort
huh?
Myers. A sailor? No, mother. Who is motherfucking Navy? Fuck Navy. Fuck Navy. Yo. Wetbacks. Y'all must be
mad. Any man in uniform sexy.
Yeah, no, anyway, I know
I bet
will.
You look good. I bet you look good.
Ooh, yeah, I was 182 pounds when I was in the military, though, boy. Yeah, ain't nothing stay big but my, you know what I'm saying? Nothing stay big but my blessings.
See, even Mouth loves a man in uniform. That's what I'm talking about, girl.
Oh, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
She like police and shit. Don't let her fool you. She ain't talking about the armed forces. Like police.
Any man in uniform. Sexy.
Fuck that. Fuck the police. Yeah. All them.
That's hot.
A female, a woman in uniform.
Exactly.
Yeah. And a police uniform. Yeah. I'd be like that, Wayne.
You know what I'm talking about.
Wee, fuck me in the back of the cop car. Wee. I can't get no higher, you know what I'm saying? That's all you're going to hear from me.
Wow.
So, hey, Miss Natasha. Miss Natasha.
Yes. Right.
Dobro noche.
Oh, dobro otro.
Okay, and bacalao to you. Whatever that meant.
I said dobro. Good morning, dammit.
Oh, shit. Nah, man. Y'all are too. Oh,
I'm so impressed.
Not bad. I got to introduce you. This is T. Collins. This is Mr. T. Collins. Not to be confused with the Phil Collins. You know what I'm saying? This is our black version of Phil Collins. You know what I'm saying? Our black.
Hello, T. Collins.
Yeah, he got a couple of songs off in her. You know what I'm saying? Let me see. Say it.
Okay.
Say what again? What you supposed to say again? No, she was supposed to say something again. Miss Black said say something again. I don't know what you just said, Tasha.
I have no idea. Say hello. Say that again. Natasha, okay, say what again, hon? Tell me to say it.
Say it.
Say it.
It, motherfucker, it, shit. Yeah, this is Take That, Take
Good
That
morning.
Tuesday, T. Collins, you know what I'm saying? It's, you know, not the P. Diddy shit, you know what I mean? We ain't rapping no P. Diddy and all that. You know, women like, yeah. They be smacking them all up against the headboard and be like, take that, take that,
hey,
take
yeah.
that. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Y'all, you
never for me to say good morning in my language. It's dobro utro.
It's dobro utro.
Dobro utro.
Dobro utro. Yeah. Da. Da. My bad. It ain't y'all. Da. Da. Yeah, girl, you already know. I expect it.
Yeah.
I expect it.
That's good morning. Nice to go here, everybody.
I expect it. See a
You're
few
welcome,
like.
Sweetheart.
Oh. Yeah, that's Macedonian, girl. You know what I'm saying? Yaste K. Nucham. Madonske.
Madonske. You just said Madonske?
Yeah,
what
man. That's what I said.
That sounds like some fucking Transylvanian shit.
That way. The way I say it. Yeah. You don't tell what it is.
You said Madonske. I'll be saying that shit all day. The rest of the day.
Hold on. Okay, you say it first, then. My bad, you say it.
Who, me? Okay.
Yeah, I was supposed to be saying it. You're saying it the wrong way, y'all.
Yep.
The way I say it is the correct way.
Right, you said it the wrong way.
The way I say it is correct. What she's saying, even though she's from there, it's kind of wrong. Don't even worry about it. You know, I'll give y'all the Southern translation in a minute. Okay, go ahead.
All right. Yaske te naucham, makedonski te zboruvash.
Okay,
she was making a beat.
That would sound like boom tucka boom tucka.
Right, sounds like she was making a beat.
Say that one more time. Say it again.
Wow,
you gotta say it.
Wow, wow.
Say it slow. You know, we down here in the South now. I mean, shit. Yeah. We smoke slow because we
yeah.
is slow. You know what I'm saying? We on the slim slow down here.
Yes, kete naucho, makedonski, does borova.
Yake te nauchum. Nate yake te nuchum. Nauchum. Macadonske.
Wow.
La burst.
Thank you, Sal.
Yeah, I know I'm funky with it.
Daddy, yeah, funky with it.
That sounds
sexy. You fucking up my leg.
I like you spitting on somebody. Nusham Madonsk.
Nauchum.
Nauchum. Sound like Chinese.
Nauchum.
Tang tang. Nauchum. Nauchum. Pang pang kong. Zang. That was Japanese.
Hey, man, let's take a piss. Let's take a piss out of our language. You know you're doing lessons. Don't even go there.
Oh, but yeah, you know. I'm in my language. I'm in my studies. I'm studying my languages. Y'all want to study with me? Y'all hold on. Man, let me pull up my homeboy from Macedonia. Got my homeboy from Macedonia live.
Oh,
right,
my God. You going to do it? Are you kidding me?
The game radio. Pull up my homie. Introduce y'all to my homie. Where my homie is. Oh, hold on. Not only do we talk about sex and nasty shit on the show, we also educate y'all. Right? That's what I'm talking about. Might be sexual education, but damn it, it's motherfucking education. Shit. Yeah. I'm talking about. Hold on, man. I got to pause these fucking scans. That's what it is. Motherfucking Navy G shit. Y'all hold on, man. If you anybody want to learn a free language, or the language is, you
language
know, www. Well, yeah, because, man, they got every damn kind of language on there.
It's a good fact, actually.
Man, I'm taking African, Spanish, Macedonian, Vietnamese, Chinese.
And you throwing all that shit together in one language.
It motherfucking
I'm learning,
right.
I'm learning Japanese and Spanish.
Damn right. It's called worldwide. I'm making a new language. It's called worldwide. Shit.
Oh, fucking vampire tongue. You doing some other shit.
You gonna get some. You gonna get some real shit. You gonna be like, oh nah, don't play, don't go no chain. Chain pain. Adios. To you. Huh? That's what I'm talking about. Uh-huh. That worldwide.
You sound like fucking Booty Tang. Doing Booty Tang.
Put my putty tang on
my,
your moot tang.
Chop a chop. What a chop, motherfucker.
Hell nah, man.
What a chop.
Hell nah. All right, that's Vietnamese. We ain't learning Vietnamese today. Who the hell we going to learn? Y'all want to learn some Vietnamese?
You get some motherfucking Rosetta Stone in this bitch.
It's the same shit. I'm telling you, though, when you look at it, it's the same shit. Straight up. I mean, they doing the same shit.
Xin
Loi. You here?
Xin
Loi.
Xin Loi.
Xin Loi. Let me slow it down for y'all then. For all my southern people out there.
Xin Loi.
Yeah.
What is that? What is this fucking saying?
Excuse me. That's Vietnamese for excuse me. Xin Loi.
So whatever you say it back?
Huh?
So whatever you say it say back, or that's just like pre-programmed words?
Yeah, BYK is BYKI. And it teaches you, it do like flashcards at first, so you can recognize how the word looks and sounds.
Yeah.
And then it takes you through steps after that, you know what I'm saying, where it makes you type the actual word out. It makes you repeat the word, you know what I'm saying, to see if your pronunciation is correct. It's the same fucking thing as Rosetta Stone, but the bitch is free.
I thought the shit, like, when you say something, it was, like, translating it, like some old, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? It's translated for you. It gives you, like, this here has got the English meaning underneath it, and then it's got the actual Vietnamese.
No. I'm saying, like if you say something.
Right.
And, like, it translated.
Oh,
that's what I thought.
Translated.
I was like, man, that shit is fucking cool.
Yeah.
The white dude on that ass. That shit was cool. I would buy that shit.
What this
style
is this thing?
Huh?
Yeah, I say child boy toy. That means good evening.
Child boy toy.
No homo.
Yeah,
I can't go around
saying that shit. Yeah, man. Some motherfucking child boy toy. Not around here. We'll be looking. We'll be looking at you like. Stop a little. Off in
have
your Kool-Aid.
You have all kind of groupies around this bitch.
And not the ones that you want.
Not the ones you want.
Well, Cowboy sing. Song.
Cowboy
sound.
Fucking sound, nigga. Stress it. Sound.
Cowboy sound.
Cowboy sound. Cowboy sound. Some shit. I don't know. If I'm almost saying it right, good morning. Tambiet. Goodbye. Tambiet. Tap and bit.
Put that shit in sentence. You gotta learn them in between words and adjectives and shit.
Nah, they got, man, I'm telling you, dog, they got everything. It takes you through the adjectives and plurals.
Man, I'm still trying to learn my own language. I'm fucking up my own language as we speak right now.
What, the African? Learn African?
What fucking?
Huh?
Everything.
Qui Anon. Qui Anon. You don't know what the fuck I just said. I said, good afternoon in African, man. You better learn your language, man. You better learn your motherland, brother.
Like that.
You gotta learn your motherland.
My motherland, she from Panama. I don't know none of that shit.
No. Panamanian. Ain't that Spanish?
Yeah. with the clicking in it. What? All that shit.
Oh.
That shit, yeah. Slap your chin and shit.
Yeah.
I just like y'all food. That's all. I'm light skinned. Get it right.
Man, I'm not. Yeah. Hey, I got a song for y'all ladies. Song for the ladies out there. I got a song for the ladies, because you motherfuckers don't swallow. This is what's going to happen, goddammit.
Questions for the minister.
Yeah.
That's all
right here. This is Breaking the Game Radio. T Collins in the building.
How you
going? Alongside. Mr. Tyson Triple X. And this new song called Upgrade. Spit out 813.
Y'all, this shit. My baby girl rock Gucci, Prada, BCBG, Fendi, Dolce, Gabbana, and BB. Lounging on an island with a bottle of Fiji. Looking like the next top model, believe me. I show her off when I'm out in the mall. She hold me down whenever I ain't around. No need to ask, I can get it when I'm ready. We go together like peanut butter jelly. The drop jet black, top left back. Burberry inside. You can bet that my girl, she a rider. When she open up the glove compartment, my girl get the sparking. Trips to Hawaii, jerk chicken in Jamaica. Flew to San Juan just to do the Macarena. All that just to show you my favorite. I'm just trying to upgrade you.
Let me upgrade you.
Let me upgrade you in, man. Yeah. Keep going, check it out. Look, knick-knack, patty-whack, give a dog a bone. All these hoes won't leave me alone, cause they see me gone in a Cadillac Roam. I don't know why they keep calling my phone. Stop complaining, you acting ungrateful. You wonder why these niggas unfaithful. You want the truth? I ain't wanna date you, I called you on day one, we fucked on day two. I said it before, I say it again, I let you go right now. Pick up two of your friends, yeah. Hit it and run, then forget about hun. In the sea of women, there's a million and one. When you met me, you knew I was a player. I ain't trying to be faithful. Look, when you met me, you knew I was a player. I ain't trying to be faithful, so I guess I need to.
Y'all got y'all motherfucking warnings out there. Y'all got y'all warnings. Get these motherfucking all tighten your game up. Better start teabagging and everything and fucking with me. Oh, my bad. Because y'all on the phone.
Shout out to all my leathery skinned Australians out there, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, walk around looking like a wallet.
Oh my
God.
Oh my goodness, so funny.
Hey, man. Oh man. Every country has its ugly mugs, and the United States got its obese people. We got the fattest fuckers in the world, man. The fattest motherfuckers in the world that stay right here in the United States, boy. Keep fucking sucking down Philly hot dogs.
Fergie's Australia.
Fergie's
Australia. Fergie's right behind. Yeah, Fergie's right behind America.
Fat kinda blokes. You fat blokes?
Fat blokes. Fat
yeah,
boys and fat sheilas.
Yeah, there you go. You fat bloke and Sheila. Fat Sheila. If I call somebody that, would they be offended? Hey, fat Sheila. Girl, I thought that was your name.
Yeah.
Girl, my bad. I thought that was your name. Fuck that.
That would knock you out.
Cool.
But you know what? Everybody's beautiful. Whether they're
oh, yeah. On the inside, huh?
That's right.
Everybody's beautiful on the inside.
Not everyone, but.
Might be ugly.
I'm just one of these
outside
people. You're bad.
Damn, girl, you look ugly on the outside, but you
know,
got a beautiful soul.
Big people, need love too. Big people need love too. Okay.
Oh yeah,
don't
you know,
go there.
But see, I'm just a skinny nigga that don't do big girls. I mean, I know like they be like, yeah, skinny dudes like big. I don't like no skinny ass woman either. Now, I mean. You know, two sticks together is a fire, goddammit, and I ain't trying to creep that. You know what I'm saying? So I need, hey, you know, gotta have a little weight on you.
Mouth is like, Tasha just saying that because she ain't ugly. Well, I'm not so much thin either, so, you know, I'm classed as big out here. I'm classed as thick over there, but I'm classed as big out here. And, yeah. But I still think that I am classed as big out in Australia, but I'm classed as thick over there. It's two different things. It's crazy. If you ain't a size zero out here, you're fat. And I ain't a size zero, so I'm fat, apparently. But I'm just saying, like, no matter what size or shape you are.
You got double
huh?
D? You got double D?
I don't have double D. I have an E
you
cup.
You an F? G?
Yeah.
What the fuck is an alphabet doing in a goddamn bra size? I don't know nothing about that. Apparently, I don't know what the hell.
I am.
Stand some alphabet letters and shit. I don't know what the hell an A, B to the E to the D is. Shit.
I have a bad back.
You got a bad back.
No, I'm playing. I'm playing. But no, seriously, like big boobs, man, you don't understand. Like you have big breasts, your back does actually hurt. It's crazy.
I believe that.
Mine is why I'm growing. But it's all good. But thank you for the compliment, Mouse. That's beautiful. You're beautiful too.
Yeah, Mouse is quiet. Yeah, because she's undercover feedback and she don't want nobody to know. It's all good though, girl. We know, girl. We found out. I seen you on Showtime on the teabag special and shit.
Stop.
It was a Peter in your face exclusive.
Oh,
no. I'm just tripping those shots out, you know what I'm saying? Oh, my bad, girl. I'm going to stay off of you, girl, until you come down here and I get on you. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my bad. I forgot Tasha was still on the phone. It's all about you, girl.
Uh-huh.
It's all about you, girl.
Oh, come on now. Whatever. So next subject. Come on, Smelly. Bring on the questions, man.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. You hot, horny, and ready, huh? That's what I'm talking about. Woo! Woo!
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh.
You weren't expecting that, huh? No, come on, next question.
All right, check this out. We're going to go down the list. Now, that's that last ultimate question, so that's going to be safe. Last, let's see. You like a man talk dirty to you?
Oh, yeah, that's hard. Because I love to talk dirty.
Oh, yeah?
Absolutely.
So will it turn you off if I say, let me put my toe in your cooter? Oh yeah, girl. Let me put my big toe on your cooter right now. Yeah. Ooh yeah.
Okay, now that's just gross.
Oh.
Not quite
that's
like great. That. No,
that's
no, no.
Dirty talk.
When you're
that's
hardcore,
dirty
like. No, I like it when you're hardcore going at it, and then you just, yeah.
Like, get your head off the headboard.
Yeah, this is what I'm talking about.
Oh,
God. Matthew's got it done. She's like, oh, yes.
I won't talk my shit. She got some little holes and some big old shit. I'm talking about. What type of man does she look for in the club? Do you even go to the club?
Who is that question for me, Goofy?
Cool. Yeah, he's asking you. He's the only one on the motherfucking line. Shit. Mouth off.
What type of man do I look for in the club?
Mouth
the flyest
man. Shit. What'd you say?
I don't go to clubs, but if and when I do, he's got to look sexy. Got to be dressed right from head to toe. He's got to be looking all, yeah, sexy as shit. Even, you know what? Oh, God. Someone that looks like you, Goofy, in that suit that you be rocking.
Well, you see me in the club. I'm going to have some fish shoes on, you know what I'm saying, with my 6-inch heels with my fish floating in the bottom of them. You know. I'm gonna have my jeans tighter than all outdoors. Look like somebody threw like 4 gallons of water on me and let the jeans dry on me. And then I'm gonna have a old school rayon shirt on with a rose sticking out of it. I'm gonna have a cut a hole in the shirt to stick a rose in it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I see.
That's the definition of sexy right there. That's what I'm talking about. That's the definition of sexy. I'm a sexy beast. Yes, I am. I'm a sexy beast.
Miss Black was like, how about anyone that buy a damn drink? That's funny. Why and fuck what they look like.
I walk up to them.
They all look good after a few drinks, huh?
I'll be like, girl, what you want, girl? You want Red Bull or you want Red Bull Light? That's what I'm talking about. You want that tonic water or you want the tap water, girl? I'm balling tonight. I'm balling tonight. Everything is on me. Everything is on me.
Dizzy Blaine says, what do you do then? What do I then when I see a sexy man across the room? Is that what you're asking? Well, what I would normally do, I would definitely catch eyes with him. See, because my eyes, they speak a million words without even saying anything, so I can flirt back and forth. But I'm not too afraid to approach a man. If I like something and I think he's sexy, then I would definitely make that eye contact, let him know that I want him, and I will approach.
Let me ask that question. Is that wrong for a woman to approach a man, or is that just old scary punk-ass female?
No, because you know what? Because men are fucking stupid. You're sitting there flirting with them all night, they take their fucking time. So, shit, if I want something, I'm going to get it.
Right.
And I always get what I want.
No, this is my men. Women now, he'll be slow and shit. They stare at you and shit, giving you eyes and shit like, nigga, you ain't gonna holler at me? Punk ass, you ain't gonna holler at me? Shit, I'm sexy too? Shit, fuck that. You know, fuck that. I'm sexy, damn it. I'm handsome looking. You know, I want a woman to come up, grab me by the ass, and be like, hey, what's happening? You know? As long as she don't do nothing else with the ass, we'll be all right. You know what I mean? Don't start playing with the ass. Don't start playing with the ass. Don't even do it like that. Don't do none of that. You ever mess with a man that like that, like you to play with his back door? Huh?
What?
I said, you ever mess with a man that like
that,
you?
What?
You ever mess with a man that likes you to play with his back door?
You know, I've met one guy like that once, but I didn't go
back,
there.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. But, no, really, he was, I mean, I didn't even go there with him at all, but he approached me and wanted to take me home, and he was telling me what he likes and what he don't like, and I was just like, I really don't care anyway because I'm not really attracted to you. But anyway, keep going. And he's like, yeah, you know, I want you to do this and this and this to me. And I was like, oh, my fucking goodness. Catch a fucking
hater. Stick my finger in your ass.
Yeah, he did. He wanted me to stick my finger up his ass. That was disgusting. I was just like, you know what? I'm going to fucking throw up in my mouth. Ugh. He was so gross, too. He was a stripper, so he thought he was, like, the shit. And...
He's a fag. He's a stripper.
Yeah. Well,
if you are a stripper, you are a fag. Sorry, some of my friends are strippers.
My girlfriend used to date a guy that loves that, and she used to do it for him. And I'm just like, you're fucking gross. How can you even do that? Oh, yuck. That's definitely a big fucking hell no for me.
Who is this? Miss Black, I know you ain't calling in. Who the hell is this online? Who this is, I know I'm calling. Who this be? You lie with me and Miss Tasha Triple X. Hello? Hello? Well, fuck it. Somebody on the line. I probably Miss Black. My rack. Now I'm in the computer lab. Oh, all right. So what? Girl, say something. Speak to the world. Girl, speak to the world. W. World. I don't know how to spell the rest. World. Speak to the world, girl. I got your mic. I can't hear. I can't tell if you're laughing or not. Oh, she done hung up. Ain't that a birch? All right, let's spy in on somebody. Let me see if we can spy on somebody. Let's spy. Let's see if Mouse is making dirty noises while she's listening in to the show.
Oh, stop. You better not unmute her. She will kick your ass.
See if she's in any sports question.
She's smart.
Getting a little early morning on, huh? Yeah, you put your phone on mute. It's all good, girl. I can hear through the mute, girl. I can hear you through the mute. That's what I'm talking about. All right, we got next question coming up. Everybody say you like to be smacked on the ass. You know, that's cool. All right, that's mad smacking going on. All right, that's what's happening. Let's see. Get off into one more. One more question, we're going to get off one of these old explicit songs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you should play my song.
You think, well, I don't even know why I'm asking you this, because we've had this conversation before. But do you think that oral sex is it overrated or is it all you need? That's all the ladies in the room now. Y'all need to answer that. All the ladies up
Come
there.
On, ladies.
You got who, what?
Goodness. Huh?
You on later. What'd you say?
I said, come on, ladies. They can answer that. Well, me, see, I love oral. I can't get enough of it. Giving and receiving. Love it, love it, love it. You know what? Yeah. I'm just going to get fucking triple X on here. You can eat my pussy all day, every day, and I won't complain. Yeah,
it's so
good. I love it.
I'm talking about two ass cheeks in the air and the tongue and the pussy from the back. I'm thinking, oh, you got to have. You ain't eating pussy like that. You're doing something wrong. You was doing something wrong. Just don't be licking on the ass. You ain't got to do, you know, lick on. You like that? You like your salad toast? You like to get your salad toast?
Do I what?
You like to get your salad toast?
Not particularly, no, but, I mean, you know, it's all good. You know what, at the end of the day, I really don't give a fuck. As long as he likes it, then I really don't care. And as long as I get mine, then I'm good. But see, I love to give it in return, though, because I could suck dick for days. It's all good. Oral sex is shit. That's all I'm saying. And Mouse, I agree with you. Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's crazy.
I think we had on another show. She talking some. No, I think she said she don't swallow them. You're worthless, Mouth. You are worthless as a woman. You are wasting your mouth.
Why? What?
Because she don't swallow. Mouse don't swallow. She ain't your fucking twin. You're not a twin. You're a wannabe.
Oh, you're being mean now. That's, you know what? That's just her personal preference, if she does or she doesn't.
Yeah, but that's going to be the last question.
Yeah, and exactly. I was just about to say, hold on. You never got on that subject. So how the fuck would you know?
Yeah, just leave that. We ain't even on that one yet. We ain't even. We're going to try to bring Goofy in for the 15th time. Goofy!
Yeah, come on, Goofy. Come through.
He on the damn line. I don't know why the hell his phone don't, ain't allowing the calls to come in.
His phone probably muted from his end.
Nah, he on the cell phone, though. Well, I don't know. Yeah, you... Check your mute on your phone, Goofy. Yeah, you might have your damn stuff.
Yeah, check your mute on your phone, Goofy. Mouth is like, if I put candy in my mouth, it's all good. That's right.
Wait, what?
Candy
in your mouth. Hell, I'm the candy, goddammit. I'm the motherfucking candy. Let me go ahead and play this way. Because y'all be talking all that old crazy shit. Put this in your mouth.
Zebra Bar. Get the fever. It's the candy bar that's fun to try. It's half smooth white milk chocolate, and the other half is deep dark chocolate.
Wow, it's enormous.
How about cream filling?
That too. Put it in your mouth.
Yes.
Whichever side you crave, pick up a Zebra Bar and let the chocolate melt in your mouth.
I can't even fuck with Mouth. See, she put candy all over your dick and shit, and then the motherfucking got ants. You wake up with ants all over, sugar ants all over your dick and shit. I ain't with that. Better get some motherfucking Mentos and pop a Mentos after you do what you do. But all that putting Jolly Ranchers on my wing wang, I ain't with that.
Your wing wang? What the fuck?
Oh, fuck that. It's called sucking dick, not licking dick. Licking is for lollipops. Lil Wayne be saying that bullshit. I'm a zebra ball, baby. I'm a zebra ball, yeah. I'm a zebra ball. What picture? Okay. No, I ain't got no picture. Can you draw it for me?
Leave her alone. Let me take a piece out of her.
Hey, man. Woman. Oh,
you know what I'm saying? What?
Shit, I'm talking to all of y'all today. The description said, today the show is about the ladies. Huh?
Ladies.
The ladies. Right. The ladies. Matter of fact,
Got something for y'all ladies real quick. Oh, do I? Let me send a shout out to my homegirl real quick. Shout out to my homegirl.
Hey, man, it's a special shout out, man. It's a Lieutenant Tina Maben. You know what I'm saying? Holding down up there in Iraq, man. Doing stuff real special for, you know what I'm saying, the U.S. well-being, man. So when you see her, man, handshakes, all that good stuff, man, letting her know that you appreciate her, man. It'll be real thoughtful, man. You know what I'm saying? We ain't going to forget the AKA Boom Boom, you know what I'm saying? So it's your number one true thug. Real special thanks to Miss Tina Maben. You know what I'm saying? Lieutenant Tina Maben, man. Get out.
And don't forget, you motherfuckers.
Career where you're always on the winning team. Put your skills to work in the military.
I was on the streets in a gang shooting people and running drugs. Now, I'm making something of myself. I kill people and run drugs for the CIA.
In this job, you not only help yourself, you help your country. Only in the military would a teenager be given responsibilities like driving a nuclear submarine, maneuvering a tank, or dropping high ordnance explosives. Make a change for yourself in the military.
I was in college constantly getting into pointless fights I didn't understand about nebulous concepts and belief systems. I got tired of arguing about what's right, so I dropped out of college and joined up. Now I know I'm right in the military.
Learn confidence.
I was having fantasies about stabbing people. Now I can do it for my country.
Live the military life. Positions are unexpectedly vacant every day. In fact, I'm about to give up my well-paid job as a voiceover actor in order to sign up and be shouted at by a lot of sexually confused skinheads. I want excitement, and what could be more exciting than shitting yourself while getting shot at in the jungle? Certainly beats sitting in this booth all day. Be number one. Turn your life around in the military.
Shout out to the sponsors, man. Shout out to the sponsors. Yeah, I know. What? Hang up. Oh, you talking to Goose.
I'm telling Goose to hang up and call back.
You like the way I say that, huh? Hey, what? This is really messed up. Man, drop the number in the mouth. I call it, goddammit. Live off the show. Fucking right. In fact, let's call. Oh, damn, I can't do three-way shit. That's the only good thing about going premium, because you can call people straight off of the show, and you ain't got to worry about three-way calling on your cell phone. And I can prank call you motherfuckers straight from the goddamn show. You fucking right. 210. Now I'm going to prank call your ass, girl.
Let me see. Let me see if I can do a three-way. Hold on.
Oh, shit. We finna do a threesome, y'all. That's what I'm talking about. Shit. Ow, ow.
Hold on. I'm putting you on hold.
God damn. What the hell was that? A fire alarm? This is a test of the emergency BTR system. If this was a real event, you would get your ass off the goddamn computer and motherfucking run. Run, goddammit, run. Oh, my bad. What is this? There you go. It's that damn beat. She got a nigga on. What kind of shit is this? Yeah, loud ass whole thing. What happened to the motherfucking music? You playing doom 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 doom. God damn, I had to make up my own old whole music. Shit. Yo, she louder than a motherfucker. Look at that shit. She done hung up. What happened? Yeah, she done hung up. Look at your ass. Get your ass back in here. What the hell is you doing?
Can you hear me? Oops. Oops, I think I just kind of hung up. On myself, crazy. Yeah. I'm trying to make a three-way call. I thought I could do it, but my phone's fucked up. Sorry.
No. Damn it. Somebody call in. We need a three-way call, damn it. I need to call somebody. I can't three-way off of the boost. Shit. All right, fuck. I would call it, tell them to call into the show, but then waiting on people to come into the show, that'd be that bullshit. That'd be that bullshit.
Oh, goodness.
Got one more for y'all sexy ladies out there. Shout out to all the sexy ladies. Uh-oh. Looks like I'm going down. Hold on, I got to get my phone charged.
What is a gentleman? He is kind, polite, and stands by his word. He is well-dressed and treats a lady with respect.
Want to be a gentleman? Pay a woman the ultimate compliment by shoving 20s in her panties at the crazy kite. Oh, tonight and every night, your luck is in town at the crazy kite, where the ladies are beautiful and, oh, so very friendly.
Come on, boys. I'm waiting for a gentleman like you.
That's right. Candy wants to fake frig herself for money and make you feel exactly what you're not. A lady killer is the gentleman's choice. And a lady always loves to be noticed.
Woo-wee! What could be more gentlemanly than staring at silicone breasts while my wife is playing slot machines?
Nothing.
I'm here for a conference. What about my colleagues?
I'll make you all feel special, one after the other. Just give me money.
Yes, bring your clients. After all, once they see how drunk and horny you get over a pair of fake bazookas, they're sure to take your professional input seriously. What gentleman wouldn't?
Well, a lady likes to be treated.
Only at the crazy cock. It's your duty as a gentleman.
Yeah, the Crazy Cock Strip Clubs. You can find them two locations, one on the west and one on the east, at 1290 6th Street, downtown San Jose, 95111. Or you could go to the East Coast and find them at 810 7th Avenue, New York, New York, 10019.
I'll call one of them motherfuckers up one day. What happened to you this time?
What
happened to you this time?
It's the fucking reception out here, I tell you what. Share these folks. Now, you know what? You know what happened? I got a new telephone. I kept the same number and everything. Yeah, brand new phone. And for some reason, since I've had it, all my calls keep dropping out. And, yeah, sometimes I'm even talking to myself, and then I'm like, hello, hello? I've been talking to myself for ages. I'm retarded, so sometimes I don't shut up. But, yeah.
What I'm talking about, that's something to make you shut up, though. That's what I'm talking about, girl. Hey. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot you was on the phone. And I'm not talking about Foster's.
Oh, my goodness.
Shout out to all my motherfucking beer drinkers out there, man. This is Australian Foster's, that's Australian for beer. Huh?
Lager, the beer that brought the forest down.
I drive an exotic imported sports car. I eat exotic foreign food like Frankfurters and pizza. But when it comes to numbing my mind, I'm a patriot. I drink the beer that brought the forest down. I'm a lager man. And with the new 80-bottle Trump pack, you've got enough for the evening. Last night, I crapped in my bed and pissed in the closet. Hey, it's happy hour somewhere.
Lager brings out the patriot in you.
Foster's brings out the Aussie in you. Oh.
Oh, my goodness. That's so wrong.
That's my remix to the commercial. You know what I'm saying? It's that remix.
Oh, my goodness. To everybody out there listening, Foster's is absolutely disgusting. Nobody drinks Foster's out here. I do not know why they say Foster's is Australian for beer. Get the fuck out of here. What the fuck ever.
Why is your refrigerator full with 40 ounces of Foster? You got 40 ounces in your
refrigerator. You know who drinks Foster? People, broke people. People who don't have money that have alcoholic problems.
The cheap beer. That's what it tastes like. The cheap-ass fucking beer. I think them beers down here like probably like $2 a can and shit. Yeah,
you know what? Because you can get them out there, right?
What the? Man, hell yeah, you can get that shit down there for fucking free. Nasty ass shit.
Because you can get it. Because my cousin's from Canada, and she's a beer drinker. And she tried it before she came out here, and she reckons it tastes different over there to what it tastes out here. And she reckons ours is worse. So.
I know Heineken tastes different than the Heineken that's in Germany and the Heineken that's here. It tastes like watered down and shit. It, you know what I'm saying? It tastes real, like, real rich, like it's straight out of Holland or something when you over there in Germany. I mean, it's potent. You know, you hit by two Heinekens, I mean, you're ringing pretty good. You hit them over here, and it's like, what the hell is this? They got sour water in it or something. Shouts out to the birds out there. Shouts out to the bird drinkers. All my bird drinkers. You know what I'm saying?
Bird.
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 Yeah,
we say
bia. Bia? Bia, bia.
Bia.
That's a bia. Bia, bia. That's what I'm saying. Hey, bia, give me a bird. You know what I'm saying? You want two birds? Yeah, whatever you just said, a biatch, give me a biatch, whatever, give me a biatch. I take a light biatch with hold the frost.
But see, it depends, because like over here we say beer, but over in Sydney on the East Coast, they say beer. They don't even, it's just wrong.
Beer?
Give me a
beer.
Yes, it's a beer.
Beer.
Sounds wrong.
You want some beer. You're dragging it
you
out.
Want some beer.
Fuck that. Beer, beer, beer. That's what I said. I entered the bar. I'm like, I want a beer, beer, beer. And then they're going to slide me a beer. That's what I'm talking about. That's the fuck I'm talking about right now. Oh, service with a smile. Service with a smile.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, going down. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so our ultimate question. Well, no, we ain't even on the ultimate question yet.
Yeah, it's not time for the ultimate question
ass, yet. Covered smacking ass. We covered teabagging. We covered covered oral sex. Covered dirty talk. What else we missing?
Daddy talks the shit.
So are you a foreplay type of person? You believe in foreplay?
I do like foreplay, yes. But it just depends on the moment.
The sucking and fucking, that's all you want
to
do.
Like, what's that?
I said you just like to get to the sucking and fucking and just like, let's go, fuck. No romance. No romance without finance. Remember that song? No romance without finance.
Oh, what up?
Hey, who the Farsic Nugan Shugan Nugan is this?
It's your boy Ashwood. What's up?
Ashwood. Mr. Pyro.
Pyro.
No Sleep Entertainment. What's good?
Yeah, going now. It's my dog Ashwood, another artist, you know what I'm saying, representing
8813.
Yeah, I got my sexy co-host all the way from Australia. Via Macedonia.
Hey.
Yeah, Miss Natasha Triple X.
How you doing, sweetheart?
What up? Alaska in the building. Stand up.
Australia, motherfucker, not Alaska.
Oh, I thought you said Alaska. I'm about to say, we worldwide.
Nigga, we is worldwide, nigga.
Oh, Alaska, ain't you all out that motherfucker?
Yeah. No, it's cold. Well, she in Australia, but ain't it wintertime or something like that in Australia? Yeah.
Okay. Oh, what's the weather looking like in Australia?
Time.
Yeah, it's wintertime, so.
It's actually, you know what, it's raining outside right now, so it is wintertime out here. It's fucking crazy. Yeah,
that's so depressing.
But it's nice though. It's nice. We need the rain.
Hey, so what's up, Ash?
Where are you from?
Just chilling, you know. Same old, working on a mixtape, man. Got the DVD coming out late 2009. I missed you for the MIA, man. I got a little tight with the bread. I was trying to hit you up.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've been in the process of moving.
Okay, you got a chance to go out there?
No, down to Miami?
Yeah.
Nah, man, because I'm telling you, I've been moving. I've been in the hotel for like a week and a half.
Oh, on the ground,
man. At the Confidence.
Oh, okay. My boy told me that Diddy Orland was out there. It was like 10,000 people out there. They were charging like 50 to get in.
Yeah, man.
From Memorial Day weekend.
Parking and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's
what's up.
Okay, this is what my homegirl said. I got my homegirl over in Iraq, Miss Black.
Oh,
Miss
my
Iraq.
Goodness, Miss Black. That's crazy.
She said that her homegirl sent her email talking about her new guy friend came over to have sex.
Mm.
But when he came over, he couldn't get it hard.
Oh,
but
man.
He left, and 20 minutes later sent a text talking about he going to fall back because he ain't done playing around.
Wow.
What the fuck?
She like, what's up? What's up with that, fellas? Ashamed, embarrassed, you know?
Hey, your smell so good. Real talk, man. That happened to me one time in my life,
man. Man, fuck that. A pussy could have been bad. A pussy could have been smelling like wet daycare diapers or something. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, come on. You know what? You can't blame it on that. You cannot blame it on that. It's so many. You cannot fucking get high.
That could have. I don't know all the, you know what I'm saying? I don't know all the details about it. Yeah, you know, but yeah, you know, can't leave a woman hanging, especially if she's sucking you up. She must not been sucking. That's what it was. Cause if you can't get a man hard, if you don't put them lippity lips on him, then you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
wrong.
Something wrong with his ass. Something
wrong.
Definitely
too much
wrong.
Adult video. He been adult video too much.
Yeah, or he's been in adult video too much.
Sometimes it happens, man.
You don't have that happen on you. You know, y'all ready to do, and he can't
That happened to me one time in my life, man. What it was is that I wanted it so bad. It was like, you know what I mean? It was one of those dream things where you think that you wasn't capable of doing it, and you get the opportunity to get a chance to hit your dream girl, and you know what I mean? I just froze up, man. That happened to the kid. But she helped me out, though. She helped me out. She put some lips on it, and, you know, we got it on and popping.
So that's what I'm saying, though. So we don't know all the details. Did she give some lip service?
Yes, I got some lip service.
I'm talking to Ms. Black. Did your friend give some lip service? You might need to send her an email and tell her to give you the rest of the details. she leaving us kind of half out on the convo. That ain't even right. He's trying to say ashamed or embarrassed, but she might not have been giving up. You know what I'm saying? If I'm a lickety-lickety before I stickety-stickety, you know what I'm saying? You're going to have to on my, you know what I'm saying? Pop on my lolly. Pop on my lolly. You know what I'm saying? You got to pop on my lolly.
Oh, wow.
That lolly pop.
Yeah. I ain't with all that taking supplements and shit. No extends, no Viagra and all that shit. I ain't with that. So if you ain't got the look enough to keep my yin yang, my wing wong, you know what I'm saying, up in action, hey, you gonna have to run into the bathroom and look at yourself in the mirror because it ain't me, baby. I am grosse over here. I am grosse.
For real.
That's, in German, that means big dick, big dick. Grosse, yeah. Damn right, that's me.
Hey, you got my email? Smell good.
When you send it?
I sent the email to you a couple of days ago. I sent a drop to you and my new single I'm pushing right now. Fire, man. Fire. Got the baby on fire.
Hold on, my good man.
Make sure you check that email when you get a chance.
No, I'm in the email. See if
Yeah, I think I sent it last week. I sent you a drop in a track called Make a Toast.
Okay, let's see here. You know, got 107 motherfucking messages.
You say you got 170 emails? Woo! That's a lot of emails.
Man, this shit be goddamn fucking spammers and shit. Don't even want to fucking talk. That's the only thing I hate about the internet.
Mine's somewhere in there. Did you take mine with the information that I gave you?
Yeah, and not but a picture popped up, though. That, I mean, it was supposed to be the press kit?
Sweetheart, it's 17 pages long. You're supposed to scroll through it. It's got all the information on
there. No, what I'm saying, the only thing that was there was the picture. You said it was attached. So when I clicked on the PDF file, the only thing that popped up was the picture.
Okay, the picture pops up first. That's how it begins. But if you scroll down, it's page after page of all the information. Anyway.
What the hell, y'all?
What was your name, Killer?
Killer, what is your name? How do you say Killer? Killer, what is your name?
Killer.
Oh,
Killer.
Okay, so when you
call her? Caller. Ashwood, the name is Ashwood, damn it. Shit, the name is Ashwood.
Holla. But the email is going to be No Sleep USA.
Ashwood. Yeah, Ashwood.
Ashwood.
See,
okay, where are you calling from, hon?
It says it's attached.
There's
nothing here.
I sent it on the No Sleep USA.
No, I'm talking
about
what she just sent me, but I didn't
see
that. It's a picture, but it's not a. They sent me a press kit. This group called Juton, and it's not here though. It's just the picture.
I gotta resend it.
You can't scroll down.
No. Where the hell is this No Sleep at? I know I've seen that.
It should say No Sleep USA on it. And it's an attached file. It's a drop and a song together. You just got to download it, I guess, to your desktop or whatever folder you're going to put it in. I know I sent it. I sent it to Smelly. Smelly BRT.
Yeah, Smelly, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it before. I mean, this damn shit, man, get like 1,000 fucking... That's why I try to, no, that's Casanova in there. That's why I try to hurry up and check it and then move the tracks over to my little folder and shit. Because, I mean, after a while, I get tired of seeing all the shit and I just go through and delete every fucking thing.
Yeah. You know what? I do the same thing. I dump out my box when I get a chance, you know what I'm saying, every now and then, because I have a whole bunch of emails in there. And then the spam, you got spam and everything.
Hey, shout out to my homeboy, Mr. Nottage, old Eugene, you know what I'm saying? I'm a dog over there in Iraq, too. Hey, he a motherfucking civilian, though. I don't know what the hell he doing.
Okay.
Oh, there you go. There you go. What's happening? All right, I got it.
Oh,
I lost.
Oh, you did in there?
Yeah.
It's blazing. I'm getting ready to perform tonight at Club Shadows with my man Wood over there around
the
side. Yeah, I'm going to go there and
Shadows. Right there on Martin Luther King?
Martin Luther King, 38th, right there.
Yeah, hole in the wall. After hole in the wall. Oh, my bad.
Go try to drop some fire tonight, man. See how I sound in the club with the speakers.
You gonna let me come back, come up on stage and beatbox?
Well, shit. Yeah, hell yeah. If you come through. Shit, if you're not a beatboxing, shit, that'll be nice for the DVD. We're gonna have the camera ready. We'll have some fun tonight, man.
You shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, my boy Ashwood.
You know,
y'all check out the drop. This is a drop from Mr. Ashwood. Let y'all hear it before I upload it and officially use it.
What's up, kid? It's your boy Ashwood. Hey, man. Chilling with my man DJ. Smells so good. You already know what it is. New shit.
Bitch.
Hey. I got you.
He actually did a correct drop. Motherfucked the, goddamn Jolly Boy ass and motherfucking H-Mac of the Dream sending me a goddamn drop request. This nigga, Thompson Dog, I'm going to hook you up with a drop request from Jolly Boo. I'm going to have him do one for you. Nigga sent me the damn drop request. That bitch Thomas something. Yeah, whatever the little shit he always be saying. Yeah, this your boy Jolly Boo. And y'all riding with DJ Big Dog. DJ Big, what the hell?
Wow.
Hell, what the hell is that? Man. DJ wow. Big Dog. Oh, shit, dog. That fell. That ain't me, man. Wow.
He said that. Right.
Make a toast.
That's right. That's the new joint right there, man. That's the joint that's going to have the Bay Area on fire right now, man. Like, I'm trying to bring the heat, man. I ain't no one-hit wonder, man. I'm keeping it coming this year, man. It's my year, man. I'm telling you, this is my year. I'm working hard.
All right, let me,
damn right there. You the first one with it.
Upload it real quick. Let the world check it out. Let the world check it out.
Let the world check it out.
The world.
Yeah.
I'll be uploading that. Let me.
Hey, you heard about the conference? Going on June 4th?
Hold on, what'd you say there?
What's that?
I just said good luck with that. I was telling him good luck. All the best. I hope it all works out for you. That's
oh, definitely,
really, really,
definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
What conference you talking about?
Yeah, some of my boy from PopUpParty.com was telling me about this music conference. He was saying that some labels is going to be there, Def Jam, and, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, I'm just going to go out there, you know, do a little networking, probably pass.
I mean, that would kind of kill me, though. Motherfuckers be there, but, bitch, I don't want to talk to the janitor from Def Jam. Fuck him.
You know what I'm saying? Real talk.
I mean, I don't want to talk to the chauffeur for P. Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's what be killing me, man. What the hell? A script in this movie is called the Adobe Run Slow. What movie? Ain't it no motherfucking movie? Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I'm trying to do one of them damn things. That's what it was. No, but, the hell was I talking about? I ain't got no weed. My memory ain't right.
Conference. You talking about the conference, Tal?
Oh, yeah. But no, that's like, see, Wakely be doing that shit, talking about he going to have AR reps and all this old bullshit. You go out there, man, them niggas be, man, fuck all y'all niggas that be doing that old rip-off shit. If you ain't doing, if after the motherfucking any music conference, if there is not a mixtape, a double-disc mixtape that comes out of the fucking conference, and that's ready to damn be pushed from all the artists that done came there and inputted their tracks, you know what I'm saying, gave out their samples and all that good shit, then what the fuck is the point of the conference? Every single one of them been bullshit. Then when that old punk-ass nigga came down here from New Jersey and did that old flaw-ass goddamn award show, I want to kick him in his motherfucking jaw.
Yep.
He came down here and he wasted time. He wasted total fucking time, you know what I'm saying? What the hell?
That's why I was thinking about just rolling up there, dropping my shit up, and dipping straight out, though. Like, you know what I'm saying?
What the hell is that?
It's crazy, though, man. The game is crazy.
I have to get the fuck out of that. I don't know what the hell happened. Net and net. What the hell is net and net at? What the fuck?
Uh-oh. Son, you got a virus.
No, it's this damn instant messenger.
Oh, okay.
And I download this little program called Sweet IM.
Mm-hmm.
And it do all this old funny shit. You know, it pop up funny shit all over your screen. So what happened when I went to go see him, I got too much shit pulled up, though. So it makes your, you know, scripts and shit run smooth. So I had to tighten. But alrighty then. I'm back. It's all right. I'm looking at this track. Yeah, so it's 1:40 a.m. off in Australia. We've been getting into some sexually explicit talk, you know what I'm saying? We covered a lot of subjects, teabagging,
We covered sucking dick, eating pussy, and all that good shit. And we covered what else we covered? Yeah, we covered about it all.
Lip work.
Yeah, yeah, we about call it covered it. You know. Hey, you ever had a? No, I gotta direct this to Miss Tasha, because if you answer this Ashwood nigga, I will never talk to you again. Fucking. Not ever. Put an EBA on that motherfucker forever, goddammit. I won't talk to your ass forever. Shit.
Ooh, he said EBA.
Hey, you so Miss Tasha, you ever had ice? Are you a cold freak though? Are you a cold freak? You like cold or you like hot?
Am I a cold freak?
Yeah. You know, a person that likes cold or
sorry.
Like.
Oh, it depends. I like both. Why? What are you getting at?
Well, I'm saying because you have a ring, a piercing in a very special place.
Very special place.
Why?
And does ice accentuate the feeling, or like a heat pad or something like that?
Oh.
Ice.
It's hot. I love it.
Mhm. Ice, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Dum 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 dum. Oh, and I'm back.
You're crazy. Yeah. Ice is awesome.
Got to download the fucking track before I even. Hey, make sure you send it to me. MP3, man, not Windows, not this Windows Media Amp.
No, that's MP3. It's MP3.
No, this is Windows Media Amp. WMA.
Oh, it says on it?
Yeah, it's WMA format. I mean, it's cool, but I just have to convert it. But and the show is accepted. I just like to get traction in MP3, though.
Oh, okay, you know?
MP3? Yeah.
All right. I got
all this out there. Y'all want your shit, you know what I'm saying, played over here, man. Please send a BTR. Damn, what the hell I'm talking about? A BTR.
Smelly.
Send a BTR. Send a track, an MP3 track to smellybtr@live.com. SmellyBTR@live.com. And I will get your music on starting July the 1st, homie. This applies to you and every other artist on Blog Talk Radio.
Holla.
$5 a month, service will be started in order to keep your song in rotation.
Yes, sir.
That will include your song being aired on this show, my homeboy show in California, out of San Jose, California, Goofy Bone, and also my homeboy out of Dallas, Texas, you know what I'm saying, Ceddy J. And then I also get played on out of Fort Lauderdale on my other Device Script Unity show with the Jamaican dude. So you got four different spots it gets played, plus it gets posted to my MySpace page, plus it'll get posted to soundclick.com, which I got a special page on there where it gives user ratings. Well, you already know about that, you know what I'm saying, out of a million songs, you know what I'm saying? So that's all for $5 a month, you know what I'm saying? Because July 1st, they start in the premium service, which means we're going to have to pay $40 a month. In order to host our show. So I'm doing this shit for free, god damn it, and I'll be damned if I'm going to pay for it to continue doing it for free.
Respect that hustle, yes, sir.
Yeah, so $5, hell, that ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? $5
love
a month.
Right there. Yeah, that's love right there, hell yeah.
And then you ain't got to worry about, you know what I'm saying, calling in and having to you know, do the fan base. That's still encouraged, so you will know how many fans are actually, you know what I'm saying, feeling your shit. Like my homeboy Petey Wheatstraw down in Fort Myers, I mean, shit, every time he call in the show, he got three, four people that call in from different area codes.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
About.
And they repping his song, and they, you know what I'm saying, they asking for a song. That's a true fan.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So,
yep,
I mean, hell,
right.
Miss Natasha, she a true fan to me. She up 1 in the motherfucking morning hanging out with me on my radio show. You know what I'm saying? To me, that's a true fan.
I'm 1:45.
1:45.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna be
fucked for Nelly. Oh yeah, y'all, that's a new term.
called Fuck for Work. Don't be fucked for work. All right. If you fuck for work, you're going to have a bad day. That sounds good to us, you know what I'm saying? But that's a bad thing, you know. It means you're going to be late for work in Australia. Yeah. You'll be fucked.
No, it doesn't mean you're going to be late for work. It means you're going to have a real crappy fucking day. You're going to be tired. You know when you don't get enough sleep and you feel like shit? That's called fucked for work.
Okay.
So, hanging out with you till 12 o'clock in the morning. It's all worth it, though. I'm not complaining.
Sounds like when you fuck before work, you had that same feeling. Yeah.
Now, that's the good shit. I wouldn't complain.
Well, I'm just saying, throughout the day, you be feeling drowsy and shit. Then you get into that zone where you be thinking about the motherfucking shit. You know what I'm saying? Then your whole fucking day is off because you concentrating on the good, whatever you got, you know what I'm saying, that morning.
Yeah. And then I'll go home to some more.
Oh, yeah, you know that. You know that. Talk about myself.
Oh, I said, I just sent that MP3 to you.
Oh, no, I'm saying it was cool. That's what I was saying. It's cool. I mean, I can upload it. I just preferred, you know what I'm saying? Like,
MP3, right?
Yeah, put it in MP3. I'm downloading it.
Windows. I thought I sent you the MP3 first time, but yeah, I sent both. You got the Windows, the first one, but the second one will be the MP3. Gosh. I'm going to try to hold it down tonight, man. No sleep USA, man. Try to have some fun. So if you definitely be out there, man, I want you to hook me up with the B-Box.
Yeah, you know me. I'll get up on that deal. You know. I bring the fat boys back. Don't make me bring the fat boys back. Hold on. I need everybody to pull your IDs out right now, goddammit. Right now.
Right
too
now.
Young to be, yeah, you're too young to be hearing that old fat boy's music. You know what I'm saying? No, I don't remember none of that. 8:41. Woman, I know what time it is over there. Skype lets me know that it's 8:41 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's now 8:48.
Well, excuse, I don't know how the hell you say it.
She put that on there ages ago. I was trying to say it, but you were talking too much.
Oh, well, excuse me, put that on there. Where is that?
I'm playing, baby. You know I'm playing.
Oh, yeah, you know I'm
playing. I love it when you talk.
You love when I talk, huh? You love when I talk clean to you? Because I am nothing but a dirty nest, huh? Talking clean to you, girl. That's what I'm talking about. Give me some more wine. Over here drinking sponsors for the day is, what the hell was it? One of them wines. In the big-ass gallon. What that shit called? Paul Rossi? I'm figure out in a minute. That's our motherfucking sponsor for the day. Oh, shit. Song uploaded quicker than a song did.
Oh, you talking about the MP3 file?
No, the Windows Media app. It uploaded.
Oh, okay.
Well, let me make sure it's here. You know. Let's see. Check out some Ashwood. Why go and fix me a cup of motherfucking wine? Because I'm the wine.
This is one of those songs, too, for when you got the wine and you got your drinks and, you know what I mean, if you're going through a lot of stress and some struggle in your life, this is jam right here.
Okay. All right, well, check this out. We're going to get into this Ashwood and we're going to come back and pop the ultimate question of the night because y'all already know we got 9 minutes to the show. Yeah.
Nothing like it. Woo! I like to make a toast to everybody that believed in me. Came a long way, it wasn't easy. I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help. They seen a kid trying to do it himself. I like to make a toast to my family for giving support. Had my back all the battles I fought. I like to make a toast to myself, cause this my year. Ashwood, I'm here, stay cheered. I done put it down all across Florida. Yep. Time to move on, taking trips to Georgia. Go. A few shows, did me a favor. Now my name busting all through Decatur. Before I go down, I put up a fight. I'm out in Dade County trying to find open mic.
That's real.
No nonsense. Google Ashwood, leave comments, need the feedback, no slip, you know what I go by, shout out to Shea Boogie Networking and NY,
what up, Shea?
The next step though, my man Silk got my mixtape floating all through the West,
what up, Silk?
Tyree got me live in DC, progression, about to drop the DVD, it's no half-stepping, check my SoundClick page, get my whole collection. I like to make a toast to everybody that believes in me. Came a long way, it wasn't easy. I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help. They seen a kid trying to do it himself. I like to make a toast to my family for giving support. Had my back all the battles I fought. I like to make a toast to myself, cause this my year. Ashwood, I'm here, say cheers. May I have a word with all the labels? Back in 01, probably see me on cable.
We
thought about quitting, but I kept spitting. Now I'm making beats. Flash engineering, clean you up, who's the first contestant, independent thing, making wise investments,
Bob Whitman,
this my story, I holla at 10 for the puff party,
what up, 10?
If the people ain't hyped yet, I tore down shows, even when they messed up my mic check, the show must go on, relax, even under pressure, I pull a rabbit out the hat, I'm the musician, see the competition, kapoof, disappear, Ashwood is the truth, I got the sound that'll raise the roof, hey yo Swagger, pass me the goose, I like to make a toast to everybody that believed in me, came a long way, it wasn't easy, I like to make a toast to all the people that gave me help, they seen the kid trying to do it himself, I like to make a toast to my family for giving support, had my back all the battles I fought, I like to make a toast to myself cause this my year, Ashwood, I'm here, stay cheered.
Got the little wine glasses and shit. I hear the wine glasses and shit.
You like that?
You know what I mean? The little wine glasses, the clink. You know what I mean? The little clink and shit. Something different, man.
I'm glad you thought that it was wine glasses, because real talk, I couldn't find the wine glasses. I had to use some ashtrays for
hell no. Nah. I ain't even want to say that sound like them old hotel ashtrays and shit. You know what I'm saying? I want to keep it real.
yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I had to get it done, though. So, you know, the idea came to my head. I was like, man, I'm about to go in the booth with these ashtrays and just clean them.
Man, Miss Tasha, you like, how you feeling all the way from Australia? How you feeling that?
That was hot. 813. That was hot, definitely.
You like that one? That's what's up. I like to make a toast to you. That's what's up.
Yeah. You heard a little toast in it, a little clean, clean. You heard a little toast.
I heard a little clean, clean. Yeah.
Yeah, clean, clean.
I don't know. Trying to make something different. Something different. You know, it's never been done, so I try to. You know, I always try to do something different. You know what I mean? Just to keep it hot, keep it hot.
Yeah, girl, you know what that sound is.
That's my man KG. He produced that track. He the one who did the Pyrex track. So big shout out to my man KG, Red Tech Entertainment. He produced that track for me. So,
All right, shots. Oh, it's Mr. John New calling me on the back line. Four momentos. All right, y'all, hold on a second. Hold on.
Yes, sir.
Okay. He just put us on hold.
Oh. Try to have it in the night, man. So I didn't know you were hot on the globe. You got the kind of body, make this other spin, though. He said, whoa, mama, stand your booty, whoa. You got the kind of body, make this other spin, though. Yeah, I want it, man. Yeah, I spend time. Good when you think you want, you just be mine. Yeah, I.
wine and dine me, I might undress.
He said, whoa, mama, can your booty swole? You got the kind of body makes this other spin though. He said, whoa, mama, can your booty swole? You got the kind of body makes this other spin though. Yeah, I wine and dine, yeah, I spend time. Do anything you want, you just be mine. Yeah, I wine and dine, yeah, I spend time. Do anything you want, you just be
did the goddamn song even start? Did the song start?
Nah, it just ended.
Oh, okay. I thought I left y'all in the dark and shit. I got Miss John who on the other line. That's why I was actually talking to her for a quick second, trying to see if she'd bring me something way the fuck out here to smoke. You know what I mean? Get my puff on. Yeah. I'm out here in bum fuck Egypt, so bitch, don't want to come and holler at me.
How long we got, Smelly?
Like 28 seconds.
Hey, what you doing after this?
What's the big question?
Oh, yeah. Well, y'all already know, man. Do you swallow, ladies?
Yes, I do.
Oh,
that's
man,
what
we
I'm
need more women
about.
Like her. We need more
that's
women like
talking.
Her in the world.
I'm just like, you know what?
Stop talking to my wife. Stop talking to my wife, Ashwood. Stop talking to my wife.
Oh, that's your wife?
That's my future wife of the bee right there. I got to lock her down. You know, she wanted a million out of this motherfucker. Yeah.
That's what's up, man. Hey, smell so good. What you doing after this? What you getting into after the show?
See, I'm out here to the house right now. I ain't got my transport and shit right now, so I'm be out here till shit, 7 o'clock. I'm stuck like Chuck.
Oh, okay. You ain't in the flea market? You ain't over there?
Nah. I'm out here down to Oldsmar.
Oh, okay. I was going to come through and bring an L for you, homie.
Yeah. Nigga, come on through.
Ah, you in Oldsmar. Ooh, you on the other side of the, you in the boondocks.
I'm almost down there. I'm like 3 miles from Oldsmar, put it that way. Matter of fact, hold on.
Okay. Yeah, I was just out there, too, the other day. Went to go look for a job and shit. I'm about to freaking fix some breakfast this morning.
So,
what's up?
Nelly, I'm out of here.
You got to leave us?
I need to wake up. In a sec, here. Huh?
Can you talk to me?
Hey?
Yeah, hello?
What happened? What?
You was talking to me or smell good?
Oh, to both of you. I'm just saying I'm gonna leave. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Hey.
I'm gonna get some sleep.
What that happened?
Oh.
Who? You going to sleep? Where? On me? You sleeping on me?
Yeah. You going to sleep on me?
Yeah, you know, I thought I heard something, you know.
No, get it right. You got to fall asleep in me.
Oh, yeah, you already told that. Turned all up in you, girl, yep. I might even suffocate. I'm talking about, oh.
You're crazy.
Wait, Miss Natasha, Triple X.
So, oh my goodness. I enjoyed this show. Thank you, Smelly. It's always a pleasure.
And the show enjoyed you.
Always my pleasure.
Yeah, so y'all got to excuse us. We finna have a private cam moment.
Definitely.
Hey, shout out to Ashwood, man. Appreciate you coming through, homie. You already know much love, you know what I'm saying?
For sure. Get ready for bigger and better things, man.
But I'm going to hit you up after this. I see your number. I'm going to hit you up because I got a new number and shit, so I'm going to hit you up after I get off the line.
That'll work.
Hey, hon. Where can we find your music? Are you on MySpace or anything?
Yeah, what you can do is, actually, if you want to see me get loose on stage and everything and hear the music, go to jukeboxalive.com. You got a pen?
Maybe Smelly can, send it to me.
Okay.
I don't have a pen.
It's called jukeboxalive.com, but you just go to jukeboxalive.com/Ashwood. You spell it ASHW00D. You can hear all my music. You can download my mixtapes. I got like 8 shows on there. So definitely jukeboxalive.com.
Are you on MySpace as well? And does it have links on there?
Yeah, I'm on MySpace. I'm definitely on MySpace. But if you want to see me get loose on stage, you want to
my
hell
no, I don't want to see you get all nasty and loose, man. What the hell? I want to click back
Not like that.
Take my earrings off.
Not loose like that.
I'm saying on your MySpace, does it actually have any links to that website?
Yes, it does. As a matter of fact, you'll see it. It'll say jukeboxalive.com on there. So yeah, you could check
and
me out on
MySpace. And you're Smelly's friend on MySpace?
Excuse me. No, actually, I don't have Smelly's his MySpace. I didn't even request him. I know he got a MySpace, but I gotta get him as a friend on there. No, I don't have him as a friend on MySpace.
Hold on. So what's your MySpace URL, hon?
All right, it's myspace.com/Ashwood. You just spell Ashwood, ASHW00D.
00D? Okay.
ASH.
Ashwood. All right. I'll look you up and say hello.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. So you'll find the link to the jukebox a lot.
And I'll follow the link.
Yeah, so I just recently put like 8 different shows up on there and everything like that. 8 of my best shows that I did this year. Like, we out in Clearwater, right. Brandon, Orlando. Holding it down. I wish I would have had that St. Louis show. It smells so good. You remember that show? Smells like SSG. Hello?
Nelly.
Oh, okay. He must be on the line. But I did a show. He was out there at Broke Ass Wednesdays. It was like one of my biggest shows last year, and he was DJing. But it was in 500 people out there.
That's what I'm talking about. I love when a player come together, like 18, goddamn, like the 18. Yeah,
it smells so good.
Yeah, there's some good blood coming out here, goddamn it. That's what I'm talking about. This is my homeboy Ash would have wanted to come out here and fire me up, but the nigga willing to ride to fucking Miami though. But it's all good, homie. It's all good, homie.
Nah, because, you know, I'm right in the neighborhood, so I was just going to come around. I thought you was at the flea market. You know how we do, man. I definitely came through there and blazed something up with you.
Yeah, you have to come check the new crib out, though. You know what I'm saying? When I get my little, I got a garage and shit, and I'm going to set that bitch up and make a little studio out of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, you remember that? You remember Broke Ass Wednesday?
With the who? What happened?
No, I was saying you remember, bro. What's up, y'all? Remember Broke Ass Wednesdays at St. Louis? That show out there?
Yeah.
I was telling her about that show out there. That shit was live.
Oh,
I wish I had that on tape, man. There's been 500 people in there. I was all in the crowd.
When the blue shark took over Apollo. That's what it was, blue shark. Yeah, it was a good show. And honestly, I was totally surprised at them niggas. I told them that. Hood Street Entertainment.
Yeah, Hood Street.
I was like, man, this is really the wrong club. You're talking about bringing some talent up in. These some cutthroat motherfuckers. Even though it's just a bar, they treat it like it's a club. You know what I'm saying? So they get real Apollo up in that motherfucker and we'll boot your ass off.
Yeah.
Because you got everything, powder heads up in that bitch, drunk, and weed heads. So,
and we has.
But, you know, that's what time it is. Yeah, I got, you say you coming to stay with me? That's what you said, Tasha?
Yeah, I'm coming to stay with you.
Uh-oh.
Oh. I already know that. That ain't nothing new.
So when I come, It's all good. No, I won't stay with you, hon. I'll get a hotel.
Oh, you want to me? Yeah, woman, I'm
but,
a fucking $80,000 goddamn townhouse. I ain't balling.
Okay, well, then I'm coming to stay with you then.
Yeah, I ain't balling, but you know, nigga got a couple of dollars. You know what I'm saying? A couple of dollars.
Go ahead, nigga said nigga got a couple of dollars. You balling, nigga.
Stop. And when we went to the, when we went to the title place, I still my mom up. Damn near only child, but you know, so my mom, I look out for my mom. She's diabetic and shit. So women be like, man, why you don't get your own place? I be nervous. You know what I'm saying? My mom diabetic. She go up and downstairs. You know, I can't take the thought of that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you, man.
So
get your blessing though, like that. You know what I'm saying? Take care of your family.
Yeah. So I mean, we stay in a 2-bedroom. Lord, let me put it this way. The Lord bless us with a 2-bedroom, 2.5-bath condo. So she got her own whole side and balcony.
Yeah.
I got my own whole side and balcony. So really, it's like 2 apartments in one. You know what I'm saying? I got my shit. She got her shit. Yeah. So I don't need studying all that other dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? Female. That's one thing about females down here. Do y'all have that same feeling up there in Australia? Like a man should have his own place and shit?
Well, well, you know, for some people, but for me, I mean, I'm good. It doesn't really matter what he's got. I'm not after all that. I'm after him, you know, being the person that he is. And if he's a really nice person, then I don't give a fuck who he lives with or what kind
of
car he drives or how much money he has.
Wow, she's special. It's
all about the person.
See, I'm trying to lock it down, man.
Okay.
Yeah, she. I'm trying to lock it down. She's dreaming about another man, though, but it's all good. Mom, I have to talk to a dirt on the lick night, you know what I'm saying, and take care of that. So it's all good. I'm working on that.
Crazy. you have to definitely come through when I'm out there, by the way. Mister, I forgot your name already. Again. I'm terrible with
names.
Oh, you ain't got to worry about it, because I'm a bring you into the hood. You gonna ride into the hood. You know what I'm saying? You gonna meet all my artists and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What's good?
Now, so, come on, folks, don't be believing that shit.
I know.
You don't be believing that you know people from now. See, so now that you don't talk to them. Man, if she come down here and you actually meet her, you know I wasn't, you know what I'm saying, you know I wasn't talking no bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel so special you even welcomed me into your world like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my world changed. I'm ex-military. I adapt to the world. Shit. I don't even have no world of my own.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever I'm at, that's the world I make it.
Yep. There you go.
Shit. If I'm in Australia, I'll be an Aborigine by tomorrow, goddammit.
Oh
my God.
I'll be throwing bat shit over people's backs and everything.
Oh man.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. That supposed to be true? You remember the Crocodile Dundee move where they was throwing the fuck is it, bat guan or what the fuck, bat shit on the dude, and then all the bats came down and attacked him for the bat shit? Hell no, nah, that's what I'm being in Australia, throwing bat shit around the people. Yeah, take that. I seen that on Crocodile Dundee. Ah, take that. Bat shit in your eye.
Mm-hmm.
You can come and stay with me when you're out here snowing. And you're more than welcome to Ashwood. You can come and stay with me. You've got a place to stay when you come out here.
Ah,
I'm one of those nice
definitely.
People.
So yeah. Now your brother and sister stay with you, right?
Well, my sister, yes. My brother temporarily, because he's
okay. So they ain't gonna mind this, is it? My head.
I don't give a fuck
head.
What they mind. I'll pay
my
you.
Head.
I'll
my
pay
you. My head. Get my head off of the floor. Get off of the bed. Oh, my head is everywhere. Oh, my God. What is happening? Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll need a family at the door. You know what I'm saying? When they hear that Black American style, you know what I'm saying? I come through like motherfucking.
No, my family's not like that. My family's okay. Maybe my brother, he's a piece of work, that one. But it's okay because me and my brother don't get along anyway, so it's all good. But my sister, we welcome you into our home. Anyway, it's my fucking house. I pay the bills. I pay, you know, the mortgage. It's all good. It's
just
my house, so you're more than welcome.
Exactly.
I'll keep them out.
Three, four bedroom kind of house you got?
I have a five bedroom house.
God damn.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. How much you charging?
I have
five bedroom house.
All right, you got my number, right?
Yeah. Damn. What was that?
Yeah,
two stories.
I have a five.
Again.
It is two-story. It's got two bathrooms, five bedrooms. It's got a games room, dining room. It's got two kitchens. I've got two kitchens.
You're talking to one of them kitchens. You know that, right?
What?
Huh? You're fucking one of them kitchens. You know that, right? I have to put your ass up on the cutting towel and...
Yeah, put me up on the bench. Put me up on the bench. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, baby. Put me up on the bench. Start eating. Oh,
yeah.
God. Flipping around.
Fresh fruit out the fridge.
Fresh
fruit. That's what I'm talking about. Open up the freezer. Stick your head in the freezer and tear your ass up from behind so you get hot and cold flashes.
What the fuck?
Damn.
You're fucking crazy, man. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Ash, well, she don't know nothing about that Florida style, though. You don't know nothing about that Dirty South style now.
That Dirty South.
Different. We Dirty South down here. We shit. We got some techniques for your ass.
Oh.
Yeah. Not everybody else do it. How we do it down here from straight heat? Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We brings the heat. That's what time it is. Brings the heat. Mm-hmm.
Let me do them dirty in the Dirty South.
I think I was on a show, dude talking about something. What was the weirdest place you ever had sex? And dude say, dude said in the damn McDonald's freezer and shit.
What the hell? That's a freaky ass motherfucker.
I'm like, damn, I'm in the freezer.
Like,
you know, the
you
old big ass meat freezer?
Yeah.
Then
that's
the
some
meat
freaky
freezer.
Shit. Yeah, that's some freaky shit right there. I don't know. He got me. I thought I was a freak, but that's some freaky shit.
Yeah, that. I'm thinking. Well, Tasha, what was your most anytime, any place sexual encounter?
Oh, God. Shit. See, I've done it everywhere.
What about the park? The park is the best.
Yeah, I've had sex in the park. I've had sex on the beach. Sex
wow.
On the beach.
That beach is overrated,
like
though. That sand in your ass, man.
Yeah, it is. It is. No, but hold on. I came prepared, though, because I knew I was going to fight, basically. And it was actually our first time. Well, not my first time, but first time with him. And we were on the beach, and we did the whole romantic thing because he wanted to be romantic and shit, whereas I'm just like, whatever. I love romance and stuff, but, like, sometimes it's kind of, like, too much. And he was kind of too much about the romance. But anyway, I ended up bringing a blanket and everything, so I didn't get sand in places that I didn't want it.
I wasn't prepared for that shit. That was a dirty situation.
But I've actually had sex in a nightclub out here. Not actually in a nightclub, okay. I was actually at
the
bar.
Damn.
Well, it kind of was. It was like in the back corner kind of thing. We were cornered. But it was me and my ex, and me and him were just fucking
wow.
people. We would pull over on the side of the highway. Because like, I'd be like, we'd be driving home, and I'd be like, baby. He's like, well, I'm like, I fucking want you now. He's like, really? I'm like, yes, pull over. And
wow.
he'd be like, no. He says, we got to go home. So I just pull out his dick. I'll start fucking on his dick while he's driving the car. He'd pull over. We fuck on the side of the road.
Oh, okay.
My experience in the club, though, like, he was like, he goes, fuck, you look sexy tonight. I'm like, so do you, baby. I'm like, I want you now. He's like, yeah, right now. I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah. And we were sitting at the bar and everything, and I actually gave him head at the bar. I could not believe it. I was so fucking messed up, so I've never, ever done that ever again. But I gave him head at the bar, and then we ended up going in the corner and fucking in the corner. It was crazy.
Wow.
Man,
this
oh,
is radio,
man.
This is great radio.
It's always great radio, man. Every time I have a show, dog, hey, I be getting blessed with the best fucking shit, because you know why?
I have no topic.
Motherfuckers ask me what the topic is. Bitch, conversation is the topic.
Conversation the motherfucking topic.
Are we still on the air? Hell yeah.
Live, uncut, and censored.
Live, uncut, and censored.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, what everybody knows. Everybody
yeah.
knows about me now. Shit.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Great radio.
Yes, y'all. I am. This is fine. This is future smells so good that y'all talking to. AKA smells
oh,
so good.
Oh, well, God.
I love talking.
Oh, God.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, girl.
I thought you said we had like 20 something seconds before. Oh, God.
After the show, that's when you get into the VIP section. So nobody ain't going to hear this until they listen to the archive.
Oh, my God.
Listen to the archive, and then you would. I had sex in the military in the motherfucking in the broom closet with the drill sergeant outside and shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm trying to get my business on. We knocking down brooms and rakes and shit. I mean, we got that drill sergeant standing right the fuck outside. I'm like, damn.
Wow.
That shit.
Wow.
But the first time I got some head outside. I got head outside. I was sitting on the, I had just met my little peoples and shit. And next thing I know, you know what I'm saying, she pulled a nigga beat PT's down and started going to work right outside. I'm like,
wow,
And we was on the podium where the drill sergeant stand and give his speeches and shit. It's like a little hideaway, so you take two steps and then you walk up into the podium. So it's like two walls on the side. So nobody really, I mean, unless you standing behind the podium, you ain't gonna see nothing. We straight outside. Yeah, we straight outside. Man, please. Well, okay, yeah, she swallows. I'm sorry. And not every woman. I mean, hell, no woman I've seen with the size of. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, she swallows. So shouts out to his Miss Thang, representing New York. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to NY. I doubt the rest of y'all doing it like that, but. Fuck with y'all like that. Wrong fuck with y'all. You know what I'm saying? You ain't never. Okay, let me ask you. You ever had a woman tell you to suck the cum out of pussy?
Oh, yeah.
You have?
Yes.
You see what I'm saying, Tasha? Thank you. Okay, see? There you go. Now, Tasha, what do you say to that?
See, I just don't understand that because the point of a fucking pussy being wet is that, you know, you need that pussy to be wet. You can't have the cum sucked out of you. That's just wrong, because then it gets all raw and fucking, yeah, no.
Uh-huh.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
That was, you know, my whole take on it. She's like, you got to, how you, what do you mean suck it out? Ain't the shit finna just leak the fuck out, squirt out anyway? Like, you need help besides my jabbing in and out, you know what I'm saying? Me boxing the pussy and beating the pussy up. I mean, that's all I'm supposed to be doing here,
mm-hmm.
people. How am I supposed to be doing here, people? What else is supposed to be going on? Okay, well, hey, another question has been answered by the world, by the who?
Mm-hmm.
The world. That's what I'm talking about. That's just an older woman told me that, though, when I was
pussy that's not wet is a useless one.
Huh?
I said a pussy that's not wet is a useless one.
Yeah, basically.
Sucking out of it.
Basically, I mean,
yeah.
Well, I mean, unless you beat it dry, you know what I'm saying? Now, you can't get to the moment where you just beat the pussy where it's just dry and it's like, goddamn.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, go get the KY jelly if you want to continue, you know what I'm saying?
And start farting and...
Yeah, well, just spitting ain't enough, you know what I'm saying? Spitting ain't enough. Well, you dry, period. Dry mouth, dry everything. That's,
mm-hmm.
you know. So what's the longest you ever had sex, Tasha?
Oh, God, seriously? Oh, my God. Now that you've asked me that question, I've had a flashback. It was literally for about 5 hours. For about 5 hours, and he was amazing. He was my ex. Me and my ex, we had the best sex life. And
just to let y'all know, she is talking about a brother. She is talking about a brother. Thank you. Thank you.
I am.
Oh. Continue on. Mandingos, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to my Mandingos out there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah, 5 hours. I don't know. I think when I was,
we used to have amazing sex. It was crazy, and it used to last forever. And I loved it because, you know, there's men that just don't last more than a minute. Seriously, so to have a man who lasts a minute to have a man that lasts 5 hours, that's the shit.
Yeah,
the minute man would want to him.
I now, I mean, okay, now let me get this definition. Now, a minute man to you is
okay.
What's a minute man to you?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Listen to what I'm saying.
Okay.
Because if your pussy good, now, I mean, if your pussy like wet and it's just that old, you know, soon you stick it in like, you know what I'm saying? You can have that type of pussy. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, some
okay.
women got pussy
okay.
that's just wet, that just as soon as you hit it, you just,
mm-hmm.
I can't even, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, my bad, girl. So I'm saying afterwards, though. Now, like, because see, for me, you know what I'm saying? It depends on the woman. Now, if I haven't been with you, that's not going to happen. But if I, like, just met you and, like, shit, like, we done been having this conversation, I might be in that same type of boat. You know what I'm saying? The thing just be
mm-hmm.
so good, you just. Oh shit! And it's you know it was because you over. I don't know what you want to call her. I get over yourself mentally. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. So you do that premature ejaculation. You know what I'm saying? Because you already done came mentally.
Mhm.
You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? Just by the feel
well,
of the woman. So I'm saying after that now, after
okay.
that, like me personally, after that, you know, you give me 3-4 minutes or you start getting right back on it and slobbing on the knob and shit, and I'll be right back in action.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that's it. So a minute man to me is that be in it and, okay, he do that. He have his little quickie, but then even after that, he just
okay.
keep, you know what I'm saying? Then that's what I mean. That's,
yeah,
that's
so
what I
that,
consider.
That's what I call a minute man. Like,
okay.
Me, personally, I was dating this guy probably about 4 or 5 years ago, and And, yeah, we were dating for quite a while, and then, you know, we decided we're going to get intimate. And yeah, within, I swear, it was less than a minute. Like, I can't believe. Okay, so anyway, I got on top of him and you know, started to do my thing, and literally it was under a minute, and I was just like, are you fucking kidding me? I ain't even started. And then he was like, wait, you know, next round, I'll be better, I promise. That probably lasted about 3 minutes. And every single time, I was just like, you know what, maybe because it's our first time, let me see next time.
I ain't going to be
there
every single time. I mean, we on a blind date or something, you know what I'm saying? And I just beat you. After that, I guarantee you, it's going to be like 2-4 hours of WWF wrestling up in this motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Oh, my goodness. The worst thing with Minuteman, like, especially with him, he was like, I don't eat pussy. I was like, you know what? You're going to fucking eat my pussy. That's it. I made him. And he actually loved it, which was good because I kind of got mine. But, like, I wasn't going to just sit back and have him fucking come after a few minutes and that's it.
Well, I had to tell a female
you know,
that. I'll
stay home and fuck myself.
Right.
If that's the case, I'll stay home and fuck myself. Because my children never, ever go soft.
I was with a woman.
Oh, my God.
2 years. I was with this woman for 2 years. You know what I'm saying? And I do what the fuck I like to do. I was doing me, put it that way. But then when they come around and get the favor return, you know what I'm saying? She's talking about, my head. Just open up your mouth, goddammit, and take it. I don't want to hear that dumb shit. I ain't go, fucking waste the hell, bitch. Damn it, all that
that's
talking.
That's exactly right. But you know what?
Dick in your mouth.
There's so many men out there that don't eat pussy.
You'd be surprised. Yeah, it's some undercover motherfuckers to be talking that shit in front of their homeboy. No, I ain't gonna eat that pussy, dog. That's nasty. Stupid motherfucker, you came out the motherfucking pussy. Yeah. You ain't thought it was nasty when you plopped the fuck out, you sack of sperm sack, you.
My ex was like, He was the one, when we first met and everything, you know, we had conversations.
And tell us why. Don't just put it all out there. Tell us why.
He told me the reason why he did not eat pussy was because he had a bad experience. I was like, I'm clean, I'm fresh, I'm good. And you know what, but I made him do it, and I tell you what, he never looked back, and I never looked back. I'm fucking glad I did. If you want to get dick sucked, you better prepare to eat pussy. If you don't eat pussy, you ain't getting dick sucked. That's it. That's my rule.
Fuck around me, girl. You're going to be looking back. You know what I'm saying? Is that really you back there? Yes, sir, girl. That is really me. Huh? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Like Martin said, girl, go on, turn back around. I'm the driver back here. You know what I'm saying? I'm driving this car back here, girl. You go and watch the road. Just watch the road.
See, you know what? Oh, my goodness. This just reminds me. This conversation right here reminds me of my dream that I had the other night. Oh, God. I'm still, you don't understand. I've been thinking about that dream for the past 2 days.
Wow.
Oh,
see what I'm working with? You see what I'm working with, asshole? You see what I'm working with? All good. He almost Mandingo, though, so, you know, that's my brother and all in the same. You know what I'm saying? Now, she's talking about a white boy that we would have some problems. Now, you can't. Hey,
big problem, right?
Anybody of color, you know what I'm saying? You know, Mexican, Puerto Rican, fucking anything like that, Cuban. Haitian, Jamaican, Chinese, goddamn. Well, not Chinese. You might as well be white, boy, because damn, y'all make white folks' dick look big and shit. Like, damn. What the fuck happened to you? You got skipped in the super small Peter line. Damn, you was like man, in micro land and shit. I don't know what the hell happened to Chinese people. Damn. Lord bless them with nothing but brains, goddammit. Nothing but brains. I watched the Chinese porno. Man, that shit was so fucking hilarious. Oh, man. It was hilarious. It was like,
dude. But the girls is a different story. The Chinese girls, woo-wee.
Oh, yeah.
They get it in.
No. Hey, suck it, long time. Suck it, long time.
Long time.
Suck it. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about, girl. Yeah, you already know what time it is.
Mm-hmm. I'm out here cooking some breakfast at 2:30 in the afternoon. I'm cooking me some eggs and sausage and some toast.
Nigga say he cooking breakfast. That's what we do down here. Hey, breakfast is whenever the fuck you cook it, goddammit.
That's right. Whenever you wake up.
You have any time of the day.
Huh?
Oh, my God, it's 2:35. Oh.
Yeah, what the hell is she going to be fucked for work?
She's
going to be fucked for work, man. Damn. Uh-huh.
At least
work.
I got an hour's power nap before the show, so.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, when you get down here, you're going to need a couple of hour power naps. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, please. Oh, anyway. Stop pausing. But we have another weirdest place you ever had sex. On the motherfucking smell so good's balcony. You goddamn right. Overlooking the Bucks football player. Motherfucking right. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Watch this touchdown, Buccaneers. Watch this touchdown. Watch me pass this Peter, goddamn it. That's what I'm talking about, huh? Watch her catch that.
You're crazy.
Oh, man. Yeah. I'm tired for Miss Natasha Triple X, you know what I'm saying, representing the Wrecking the Game radio show, my official co-host, whenever she is up.
because
of time difference, man. It's 2:35 here. So it's 2:30 in the morning in Australia. They 12 hours difference.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Yeah. I have to wake up at 6:30. Oh my goodness.
6:30.
Yeah. Huh? I'm gonna wake up at 6:30. Yeah.
She works for the bank, y'all. She works for the bank. For the banker. Banker of West Australia.
Correct.
Oh, so you see everybody's balances and everything. How much people make?
I'm sorry.
Good
what
look.
Was that?
I said you get to see everybody balance, like what how much they make.
Correct. Oh my goodness.
Yeah,
so that's
gotta be the coolest job.
I mean, so what exactly do you do for the bank?
What exactly do I do for the bank? I actually train people who come into the bank. So I'm actually a trainer, but before that I used to be like in customer service, and I used to basically help the customers with their accounts and check if they're actually working for them and if they have the right account for the amount of money that they've got and the way they use it, et cetera, et cetera. But now,
so you know how to invest money then?
It is.
Yeah.
Okay,
it is.
That's right.
We need those up. We definitely need those up, man. I need a woman that knows how to invest. No, fuck stock. No, I ain't talking about no motherfucking stock. I ain't investing in that white man shit.
I didn't say stock. I said you have to be smart with your money.
Oh, yeah. Well, that ain't one of them. Investing in that old dumbass stock shit. That is not one of them.
No, I didn't say stock.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying you have to be smart with your money. Like, I never used to be smart with my money. I used to basically, once upon a time, live paycheck by paycheck because, You know, I think if I paid enough and everything, but my job, I'm blessed. It pays me a lot, and I'm good. And you know, yeah, I basically budget now, and it's good. I'm really glad. I mean, I'm paying off a lot of shit at the moment, but I'm still managing to save up, and I'm coming over there for 3 months, and you know, just I'm really glad I went.
I heard it there first. Kind of, coming to stay with Smell for 3 months. That's what I'm talking about. Well,
hello.
Yeah, first coming to stay with Smell for 3 months. That's what I'm talking about. 3 months, girl. Yeah. Be the longest 90 days of your motherfucking life. See.
Woo-wee.
I stretched it long before the days, goddammit. I stretched it long before the days. You know what I'm saying, girl? You know what I'm saying?
I'm planning a surprise for somebody, actually. So I'm actually really looking forward to it. I'm surprising someone when I come out there. It's going to be awesome.
So what's up?
Yeah, I can't wait. Huh?
So that's what's up.
Yeah, I'm organizing with their friend, and I'm gonna, you know, get the friend to come and get me and take me to where this person is, and definitely surprise them. It's gonna be awesome. I can't wait to see their face. I'm gonna put it on camera. I'm gonna YouTube it. All of you can see it. It's gonna be good.
We're gonna take some pictures.
And then I'll come and see you.
Take some pictures and shit. Oh, then you gonna? Oh, I'm the last one on the motherfucking trip, huh? Look at this bullshit here. Look at this bullshit.
Oh, you know what? Save the best for last.
Don't worry. I'm gonna have a tent popped up outside for your ass. Don't even worry. I'm gonna show you, goddamn. Make me the last motherfucker on the motherfucking boat. Let me be the last one jumping off the boat. Shit. What up, homie?
Oh, no.
Hey, I'm gonna have to let y'all go. I'm getting ready to eat my breakfast.
Yeah, you already know it, man.
Definitely, I'll probably hit you up tomorrow if you ain't doing shit.
All right, do that. I'll probably be at the flea market. You know, I'll be at the flea market Wednesday through Sunday. I try to be up in there. But there don't be no money coming up in there. You know what I'm saying? That's why I don't be with that shit.
Man, I feel you. All right, then. If you're on this side, definitely, I'll bring something through there, light your head up.
I'm gonna see what's up tonight. You know what I'm saying? I'll probably roll through those shadows. You know what I'm saying? Come on, let's check you out.
All right, then, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, it's definitely
right.
Nice speaking to y'all. Y'all hold it down. Keep that good radio up.
Yeah. All right, well, have a good one tonight, man, on the show. That's what's up.
For sure, then. All right, then, Wally. Y'all be safe.
Yeah.
All right, then. One.
Time for Edgewood. Edgewood. My nigga Edgewood. You know? Yeah, man. Representing. You know?
Oh,
see? I don't know. See, girl, you meeting all kinds of stars up in this motherfucking girl. You know what I'm saying? Shit. That's what I'm talking about. Nothing but stars. Up in this motherfucker here. Nothing but stars.
I didn't know you actually attended the show, man. I can't believe. Oh my goodness! Everybody knows my business now.
Well, I mean, everybody who knows who the fuck Smells So Good is, yeah. I mean, I don't think I'm Michael Jackson though. So, shit, I think you're pretty straight right now. You know what I mean? I'm not a household name and shit. You can't walk into an Australian home and be like, hey. It's Michael Jackson. Oh, it's DJ Smells So Good. Nah, you ain't finna hear that. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm still,
I really need to get to see it, man. Seriously. How long is this show for?
What show?
The show. Aren't we on the show right now?
This motherfucking show been... This show's been over for 42 motherfucking minutes.
Oh, that's what I was saying. You told me that you extended the thing.
No, listen, what I'm saying. The show is over after 2 hours. And then you can have people on your actual... You can listen what I'm saying now. You can have people on the line, actually on the telephone. And you can, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I had 20 people on the telephone right now, after the show was over, after the two-hour mark, then we can still conversate for up to another hour, you know what I'm saying, on just the telephone. But then the people in the chat room can't hear us.
Oh, thanks. That's for that. Because I'm just like, oh, my God. Like, everybody's just here. Everything I said. Oh, God. No, wait, thank God the show stopped at the two-hour mark. I thought you continued. I thought you extended the show and everybody heard my whole conversation about me giving head in the club and having sex with my boyfriend in the club.
Well, what I'm saying, but see, what I'm saying is that's been recorded. And they won't hear that until you listen to the archive. You see what I'm saying? After the first 2 hours is over, the show is over after 2 hours. That means it stops streaming live online. So that means they can't hear it, you know what I'm saying, over the internet unless they was on the phone. Now if they're on the phone,
but
then they can hear
this if they go to the archive. Oh my God.
Yeah, man. That's fine. Check it out on
the
archive. I was listening to that's what I was doing. I was listening to today, before I you know, logged on, and I was like, I thought I heard your voice and shit. Because I was on yesterday's show. Yeah, so this is recording all the way up. Going to record
all
the way up.
Oh, wonderful.
Good thing
you
didn't say no name.
Now you know my business. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, it's all good. It's all good.
Nobody knows who they are.
I had a great sex life. I don't regret any of it. I had.
You should. It's your past. I mean, what's in the past is in the past. Shit.
No. I'm just saying. No, absolutely. I love everything I've done. I don't regret anything I've ever done. I just can't believe that everybody's going to listen to that. The people that listen to the archives, but that's cool. That's all. Good.
Yeah, I mean, but now you got to understand the listeners of my archives, because my show is adults only. So, I mean, that's all you ain't finna have no, you know what I'm saying? All you gonna have is perverts and sex addicts listening to this show. That's all my friends.
No, I don't really care about them. So good.
They're perverts.
And but,
that's my friends.
Yeah, man.
Know. They're my friends.
It's crazy. Oh,
that's what I associate with, you know. That's my world. That's my world. Besides promotions, you know what I'm saying? Besides promoting some good artists and stuff. That's what I mainly do, you know. So you, okay. Now you say you like everything, right? So is that every body part?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said you said you like to do everything, the every body part. Me personally, I'm not a backdoor man.
Okay. Oh, you're asking me if I have anal sex? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, backdoor action. That's what we call it.
Backdoor action.
Yeah.
Well. I have had it before, yes, but I prefer not to. I don't do it. I have once or twice.
Just one.
Yeah.
Actually, women.
Because
women, go ahead. What you saying?
I was gonna say because, like me and my ex, we just tried everything once, twice if we liked it. But yeah, I did it with him and. Yeah, it was I don't know, it was a really crazy feeling. But
no,
you know,
women down
like
here they'd be like women be like, if you do that, that means you just wanna sleep with a man. I'm like, what?
No.
I'm like, what the fuck? What sense does that make? I didn't want to do it. She wanted to fucking do it. Shit. I just was there. You know what I mean? The only thing I didn't, I don't like about it. I'll be the first to say, you know, hey, if you into that, I'll be the first one to oblige you. The only thing I don't like is that is the spin. I'm like, how the fuck do these dudes own porno videos and shit do that all the fucking time? You know what I'm saying? And you don't see nothing. Like, when I did it, I was like, ugh, what the hell? After the show was over with, that was a nasty situation. Wow. I thought, what the fuck going on? He's going to, all right, girl, what the hell is all up with you? Like, damn. Room was smelling like shitting elbows right now. What the fuck is going on?
Okay, gross. Stop. That's gross. Right.
That's not my top of the sex list position, put it that way. That's not one of my top. I mean, I'll do it, you know what I'm saying? If that's your thing, you know what I'm saying? I met women, you know, that's how they like to do their thing, you know what I'm saying? They tell you put it in the back door before the front door. But
yeah, oh my God. You know what I don't get? Like, I've watched some porn, right? And there's fucking, there's bitches that take it up the ass and then suck on the dick right after.
I don't know. They got to be pausing the damn tape. There's no way. I got porn of Europeans, put it that way, because I ain't seen no motherfucking nobody else do that shit. But fucking dogs pigs and shit like that, yeah, man, they do that shit over there in Europe, man. Europe. Yeah, they fuck horses, dogs, whatever got a little penis that comes out of it, they will put it up in.
All right. Fuck. That's gross.
The German dude stick his dick in a chicken.
Oh my God.
I said, what the fuck? Well, see, now look. Because I'm supposed to be making a porn, right? You know what I'm saying? It's called Black versus White because Black people and white folks have sex differently. And I mean European black. I mean European white and African black. I don't mean this old United States bullshit that we got going on here. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about from your motherland, from where you actually came from. You know what I'm saying? That's the type of sex I'm talking about. Because here they don't do everything that they do in Europe. You know what I'm saying? And I'm pretty sure we don't do everything they do in Africa. You know, so we got the watered down version and shit. But yeah, they wide open in Germany. And that place there is a trip. Okay. You ain't never been there? You never been to Germany?
You know, I have passed through, but not actually enough to experience anything like that, which I wouldn't want to anyway, because that shit's disgusting. No, I'd rather skip that country, thank you.
Man, that's why German women say they don't date German men, and I was like, well, I under-fucking-stand. They look like a bunch of pussies. They look like a bunch of fags, man. Straight up. They look like a bunch of fags walking together and shit. I mean, me and my homeboy, we walk, you know what I'm saying, next to each other, whatever. But that shit that they do, you will never catch me. And I ain't saying never. I'm saying never. I'm taking a B off of that motherfucker and putting a B. Never. You will never see me motherfucking holding hands with another dude. That is not culturally hood. That is nowhere that is acceptable to be holding no motherfucking hands with no damn dude. Women get away with that all day long over there, and they don't think nothing about it. I mean, they walk 4, 5, 6 women, you know what I'm saying, they all holding their hands and shit like they did, you know, whatever the fuck. They do it, you know what I'm saying? You step to them, you can holler at them. I mean, they'll talk to you, whatever, and you would swear that they was gay. I would swear they was gay, you know what I'm saying? But then they was like, no, I asked a chick. She was like, no, it's just an open culture. We just open, you know what I'm saying? We open people.
Yeah.
about everything.
Well,
I mean, sex is not really the U.S. overrates sex. Put it that way, they make it like it's something more than what it is. You know what I'm saying? And in Europe, I mean, they just embrace it. They just, it's like sexual revolution. It's something that's human. It's something that we do. It's something that we like. So we're just going to find different ways to enjoy it.
Right.
And that's why I've seen the weirdest fucking toys I ever imagined. I haven't been in a lot of sex shops down here. I ain't never seen that shit that they got in Germany. I ain't never seen that shit. I watched the porno program. I don't know what the hell it was one time I was watching. And they had the machine with this chick sat on the one where she sat on the saddle, like she sat on a motherfucking horse saddle. And then there was another one where I swear this motherfucking dick was like 12 damn inches long, at least 12 or more. And it was hooked to this damn machine like a long-ass bar. And then at the end, it had the, you know what I'm saying, it had the dildo on the end of it. But then the bitch, like, it did all kind of moves. The bitch vibrated, like, real hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, real hard. That bitch was like, vibrating real hard. And it was moving in and out. I said, what the fuck? I mean, just like tearing the chick up. The chick just was like, all this shit. You know what I'm saying? Screaming to the top of her lungs and shit. I'm like, damn. Over a machine? Like, what the fuck is a machine doing? You know what I'm saying?
A machine
like,
never goes
soft. It don't go soft?
That's what.
One thing about me now, but I am okay. So are you a toy person? You like? You know what I'm saying?
I like porn.
No, I say toys, not porn. I like porn too.
Okay. Yeah, I like porn. Toys. Yeah. Well, you know. I do. Yes, I have a few toys.
Got a little vibrating
head. They don't talk back. They don't go soft. And
well, damn, we could have did all that a couple of hours ago. You would have been straight. But no. All good. I was pausing. Oh, girl, when you want to play games with yourself, huh? That's what I'm talking about.
I'm a freak when it comes to being in the bedroom, but I don't sleep around with everybody. So I'm single, and you know, I basically got me, myself, and I, because I just don't really want anyone right now.
I pay myself more attention than a woman does. Put it that way. And it's by choice. You know what I'm saying? It's just. I don't. One thing I don't do is date Florida women. And you can ask any woman in Tampa. I don't date inside the box. You know, and a lot of my friends be like, "What you talking? I don't date inside the box. Get the fuck outside the box. Get the fuck out your damn everything." Honestly, to me, you got to get the fuck out the States and go date somebody else.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
Yeah, go tell somebody else, man, because they're talking about, okay, all men are dogs, all women are sluts, they ain't shit. But damn, talking to you, hell, girl, we a perfect combination up in this motherfucker, at least on the conversation. We seeing eye to eye on everything that I like to do, you know what I'm saying? We seeing eye to eye on everything that you like to do. That's all it takes to make a relationship work. See eye to eye. Stop trying to put Blanco's up in the way and shit, and you already telling yourself, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that. If you were the person that can bring everything out of you, you should be the one, you should bring everything out you. That's the way I feel about it in a relationship, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody can't make you scream, everybody can't make your toes curl, everybody can't give you a good time here, and everybody don't know, you know what I'm saying, how to stimulate you mentally. You know what I'm saying? Not just sexually.
Right.
Which is a very important thing to me. You know, it's that, if you can't mentally, if we can't sit in the room together and lay by each other, and I mean talk dirty to the point where you come and I come, and we ain't touch each other, then we ain't got good conversation. To me, that's good conversation. I mean, that means you finding the right things to say to turn me on, and I'm finding the right things to say to turn you on. So we're both, you know what I'm saying, mentally. We're both mentally there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's. So you might have doing 5-hour marathons and shit with your ex, but then you had to kind of reteach him. You had to go through steps. That's aggravation to me. I gotta teach a woman how to suck a dick. I'm gonna be motherfucking. I ain't probably even gonna go through that. I ain't got time to get my shit bitten on. I mean, I'm a grown ass man. I done did everything under the sun. And I'm clean, age tested, you know what I'm saying? Mother approved and all that good shit, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I'm gonna fuck about your past because everybody got a past, you know what I'm saying? You might not have been a prostitute, you know what I'm saying, and fucked the whole goddamn football team, you know what I'm saying? But hey,